I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers episode 747, The Flasher.
It's a very different movie.
So this is our 10th anniversary
episode.
Look at
us. Wow.
And we began many, many years ago, 10 if you're counting, with Man of Steel, the beginning of the DC.
Correct, we did.
And this is the end.
Hopefully.
Tom's favorite movie.
Yes.
And the end of Real Spoilers. It's perfect.
Time, we're done. That's it.
Time has been with me on that. I was instantaneously like, this movie's bad, while everybody else was like, this movie's great. Mm-hmm. Then like 10 days later, everybody's like, you know, I think that movie was bad.
Yep.
But let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Blake.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. That's right. We've gotten the band back together. Yeah. All five original members. So
that's right.
There we go.
And they're here permanently now.
Weekly. We'll see you guys next week.
Sunday.
We've chained them to the table.
Everyone can work from home now, right?
That's sure. That's
Real Spoilers is very pro working remote.
Yes.
We can, yeah.
So I guess before we get in, shameless plugs, don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. That's always super helpful.
Somebody did.
Oh, somebody did.
Somebody did. Okay. Where is this from, Kevin?
Podchaser.
This is from D.W. Lundberg, who was actually our guest last week.
He's the only one who's ever circumvented the Brad Hyen rule the week after hosting.
Yes.
Because he left a review.
That's true. He did.
I've been contemplating changing the Brad Hyen rule.
Okay.
To where it only applies to Brad Hyen.
I love it.
That's fair.
Let's do it. Yeah. That's fantastic. Real Spoilers has been spoiling the newest films. It's 5 stars, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
After the week after, it's on just a 1-star review.
1-star review. I used to like this show until I was on
And they are discombobulated. They don't know what they're doing. Dicks.
They talked for 2 hours about Transformers, longer than the movie.
I did look at that time. I was like, God damn, what are we doing? Real Spoilers has been spoiling.
I'm not here with that clock.
That is also true. When I can't see the clock and I realize, oh no. Real Spoilers has been spoiling the newest films in style for 10 years running. And just listening to even a snippet of the show will tell you why is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, podcast experiences. There you go.
Well,
so
thank you.
Thanks, Darren.
Very nice. Thanks for circumventing
the Brad Hyen.
This might be the Darren Lundberg rule. If you're on the show and then review it
you get to be on the show. I guess.
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Darren Lundberg exception.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Darren Lundberg asterisk. That's what I will call it. Yes. Where is that in the shameless plugs? Oh, yeah. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Don't forget, the group is called the League of Show Sharers because we're hoping you'll share an episode. Now, Dan, when he was on here all the time, there were new show sharers, he would write little songs for them.
That's true.
So these are all technically new to you.
Oh, get ready, buddy.
Yes.
So, I'm glad we have video now. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see the look instead of hear them. Although I like to think that you could still hear them.
No, yeah. Oh. Dan's groans of disappointment in all of us were very easily.
And I still hear sometimes when I'm at a movie and I get to a point where I know Dan would groan or we say something, it's like I just hear him. It's
that's
like
every a little day, force ghost. That's every day in my life, though. Anytime I do something, God. I was like, man, Dan would not approve of that.
So anyway, here
we
go.
If I reviewed movies based on groans, it's still going to have to be that one Riddick where he straightened Katie's sack off.
Yes, which we did on the show.
Yeah.
We did
that still bring that up. Yeah.
Right. It is, because I don't know that I've ever, like, that outwardly groan so much in a movie where I was like, I was even like kind of, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't even know what's happening. I can't control it.
Vin Diesel's like, there's a disturbance in the force. Yeah. What was that? I don't know.
So anyway, people who were kind enough to share an episode last week include Tom Dowdy, Tammy Lynn Powers, Betts, Lane LeVanway, Julianne Jordan, Chris Magic Man, Phil Timon, Chris Falls, Gabriel Lugo, Jeff Michael, Travis Tewitt, Heather Sachs, Maria Salinas. That is definitely a new one.
There you go, Dan.
Hey, Maria.
Perfect. There you go. There it is.
Josh Rosen, Christopher Rex, Invasion of the Remake, Geek to Me Radio, Dan and Nancy Tweet the Movies, Feelin' Film, Mike and Oscar, Spoiler Piece Theater, Ronnie Castle, Binge Movies, Colby Mack, Ryan Terry, Matt Naglia, In Session Film, and of course, Tom O'Keefe.
There it is. Yes. Well done.
So, wait, is that a new one?
Tom O.
There it is.
I think you just stole the O'Reilly's
parts. But very poorly.
Melody. Oh, Joe hit him with a yow.
Yow?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, there was always yow. Yeah.
So
we should say that I feel like a lot of those names have been with us for a very long time.
They have, yeah.
So thank you guys for sticking around for 10 years. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy to look at. I mean, just when I was going through the old pictures and walking down memory lane, and I'm just like, 10 years of this?
Yeah. One of them just popped up not too long ago was the guys that we had that did Everest.
Yeah.
Like those two brothers that like walked or were they there?
They went to base camp, I think.
Is that what it was?
They were going to scale, and then there was like an earthquake.
Yeah, then the earthquake hit.
They had to bail.
But still, like, just getting to the point where they did is more than any of us have ever.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll look at base camp, maybe, through a binoculars.
In the movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I've been to that ride at Disney World. That's about as close as it gets. Yeah.
That's plenty. Oh, yeah, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/realspoilers, where for $5 a month you get all sorts of bonus content, and we like you more.
Yeah, and we...
YouTube.
And YouTube.
We are on YouTube, yeah.
We had the Basler bump a couple weeks ago.
We've
got the Lumberg leap. We've got almost 1,000 views in less than just a few days on Transformers. So.
Well, I just, I put it on repeat.
Oh, is that what you're doing? That's you working
on? Man, Blake, you're the man.
Come
That's
to find
so
out
good.
The analytics, it's one person. Every time our episode gets more and more views.
It's been running nonstop.
Yeah. I have constantly. 14 browsers going at once. It's just...
Womp womp.
Our Incredible Hulk episode just went up since Real Spoilers was not in existence yet when MCU Phase 1 started.
And we timed it perfectly because the Incredible Hulk hit Disney Plus the day we released that.
Yeah,
episode.
We timed that perfectly.
Look at that.
On purpose.
Yeah.
And then Iron Man 2 just got recorded on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's all of that. Let's dig in.
Boy, am I glad these movies are ending.
Did I like this one?
I didn't like a lot of it.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't answer the biggest question I had, which was if the Flash had given himself a hand job, would it be gay or would it be masturbation?
There it is. Right on the money.
Just right in the mic.
We are.
Let's get that mic. Get that mic right out of the gate.
I mean, it can be both.
That's fair. That's a good point.
I think this movie was middle tier DC EU.
I think that's fair.
See, I don't know. I liked it. I thought it
what
was
What is happening right now?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Not
you don't like
I
Man of Steel, but you like...
I did not see that coming.
I thought
all.
It was fun. Like, I had zero expectations. I thought this was a fun movie.
I'm in the same boat.
Is it great? No, but like compared to the other DC movies,
well, totally fair.
For me, it probably goes like Wonder Woman.
Yep,
and then
Shazam,
and then this. Probably.
But that's what I mean. It's all relative. Like, well, I think this is fun too. Like, I don't think this
is top tier DC.
But
it's middle tier Marvel.
but I mean, I think that we just got
when a C student turns in B work, he gets an A.
Aquaman's fun too.
Yeah,
I think this is right in the middle of the DCU stuff.
I would put Aquaman right below this.
Oh,
right
I would
below.
Put it above it.
Same here. But
see, I hated Aquaman. So.
Oh.
Interesting.
I thought Aquaman was fun, but the story makes zero sense.
None whatsoever.
It's just
It's a big, it's dumb action movie.
But yeah. when there's people saying that this is the greatest comic book film ever made, I just can't.
No. And more of my problems with this movie were not the story. The story was, a bit ridiculous, but I kind of expected that going in. Anytime you try to adapt a Flash
giant
time travel narrative, it's gonna be a bit wonky.
And this one's been adapted a lot.
Yeah.
In a lot of formats.
The story's only 10 years old.
12 years old.
Like, it's not like it's a story from the '80s, you know.
But they did a pretty good job of adapting.
Is that Days of Future Past?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, even you could do Crisis, right?
Right.
Like, that's from the '80s.
Well, they kind
of
did.
Sort of did, yeah, right. But Flashpoint came out in 2009.
Yeah,
it's a really good story, and it's short enough where I think they feel like they can adapt it in one film rather than doing an Avengers style buildup.
Yeah,
it's a fairly
which
short,
is the DC way,
right?
But cram it all into one movie.
But Flashpoint, so they have that animated film Justice League, the Flashpoint Paradox, mm-hmm. which is amazing, and mm-hmm. it adapts the comic almost page for page.
Yeah.
It does a great job. This does a really good job, I think, of pulling things from it, but enough originality to where, if you've read the comic and seen the animated movie, you're still like, okay, this is different. Mm-hmm. They change enough.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I just think that Geoff Johns has been a producer on all of this stuff, and he can't wait to get all of his stories into movies so he can make more money. Like,
sure.
That's really what it comes down to.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, well, and that's what he's done. And I just think that there's more to The Flash than this. I am not pleased that Mark Waid's name has been left off of this movie completely, considering he's the guy that created the Speed Force. A massive part of this movie Mark Waid created, and they don't...
How do they not
did they use the word Speed Force?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Barry does.
Was it in here?
Yeah. They don't put his name on it at all, which I think is ridiculous. We've said before, anything you know about The Flash... that you like about The Flash is from Mark Waid and Geoff Johns.
Sure.
Like, that second volume of the comic is everything. They've never gone back to the Silver Age Barry Allen.
So what do you think that is? Is he getting Bill Fingered?
Yeah, Mark Morocco. I mean, yeah, come on. I do think that Mark Waid has had a very tumultuous relationship with DC, mm-hmm. and that was because of Dan DiDio, who was the guy that was in charge. Dan DiDio is now out, so Mark Waid has been brought back. If you don't know anything about Mark Waid, is probably one of the best comic book writers of the last 30 years,
yeah,
I would
he's
say.
Great. I got all
Flash
that.
Run is awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've got all that Flash stuff.
Yeah, it's so good. He created Kingdom Come. Like, mm-hmm. he's, part of that whole stuff. So I don't know. I don't know why they would be that stupid to leave him off. I don't know.
Because everybody knows.
Sure.
I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's not like Bob Cade, he had the, of the time, he was able to just sort of suppress that.
Yeah, he's like, I just erase that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
you can't really
Thanks.
Do that. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Like, Mark Waid's name is on the front cover of every single one of those comics.
That's weird. I didn't realize he was left
he
off
was left
of
off of it. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But so. Flashpoint 2 is a really good opportunity to reboot things, right? Because, that's what they needed to do with the DCEU, and we do see changes that will end up by the end.
Did they go in thinking they were going to reboot, though?
I think so.
You do?
Because even before James Gunn came on board...
Yeah, they were...
They knew they had
to address
Snyder
something.
Was out, and they had to change things. So I think that it's really smart where it's like you've got a concise story, fits in a couple hours, it reboots things at the end, and they already had that blueprint.
Does it?
Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest.
Well, it's leading in New 52.
This is DC's Deus Ex Machina
so
moment.
So it's kind of.
Yeah, it allows them to do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah,
that's
it exists.
Fair.
People know it. They don't. It's not like a hard sell.
Yeah.
They've got this thing. It's like, well, whatever we do, I mean, we can do, we can change it. We can write the ship.
They had
Ezra appear on the TV show briefly.
That's true. They did. Yeah.
So
which
they were,
also meant that
they
Grant
were like,
Gustin could be, and it's where is he?
I would like to say that 10 years ago I was bitching about this very thing, and I'm still,
right.
The main thing, I don't like this characterization of Barry Allen. Mm. I think
he's a bit too goofy for me.
He's borderline there.
On the spectrum.
Thank you.
Because I was like, I like the Barry Allen in the other movies when we got little bursts of him.
Like the Peter Parker Barry Allen.
I was like, was he always like this? I don't remember that.
I think they amped it up. And that was the beginning of this movie was torture to sit through.
Oh,
The beginning scene. And I don't mind. I think it was fun they came up with a thing with the babies. But him at that coffee shop was like, that's the first scene of the movie. And
I do like the idea that Barry is like, anytime that somebody's like wasting his time,
sure.
he cannot...
I do like that aspect.
The concept
of it.
Is yeah. fine,
it's where
but
he's just
the,
like, can you the, move? Like, I am, you know.
The interaction between those two, though, like, I felt like I was the Flash watching it in slow motion. But I think we should bring up the Ezra in the room, though. I think that Ezra has, I think, been enjoyable. I think they were funny in the other movies. Mm-hmm. I think in Zack Snyder's Justice League cut, Barry Allen is funnier and isn't lacking the confidence that the character lacks in this movie. And so to start it off like that, I thought it was kind of odd because they were like funny. They were awkward, but funny right. and more.
They were a rookie. They were a rookie yeah. in a room full of gods, right? And also the fact that they retconned him into Metropolis during the whole Zod thing. It's like, why don't we just fucking put everybody there now? Well, like, what are we doing?
They had already done it with Bruce Wayne.
I'm saying. Yeah. And they did it with...
Who else was there?
Why didn't they wave at each other? Because, like, Bruce Wayne was there.
But they did it with Victor Stone, right?
Yeah.
It's everybody on the same street.
Everybody was there.
Except for Diana. But like, she's the only one.
Give it time. Yeah.
So I think the character was funny and likable in the other movies to a decent extent, and it's really hard because Ezra Miller, with all the problems, I think that it makes it hard to watch this film and enjoy the character that would be more likable had they not done all this
I've
stuff.
Never really liked Ezra Miller's portrayal. Like the character has always been a bit too goofy for me.
Yeah.
And like, that's not really Barry Allen, like, to me.
I totally agree with you.
Wally West, I could see maybe
yes,
more,
right.
But even Wally West wasn't that goofy.
But he was a kid.
Yeah, you know? But like
this character is clearly supposed to be Wally West. If you're familiar with the comics, like, they're calling him Barry Allen, but it's Wally West.
That's been my biggest complaint with the Flash ever since. Every character, with the exception of Grant Gustin, who I will say plays a really good Barry Allen.
I wish that they had him do it because I think he would have been.
That portrayal is Barry Allen.
Barry Allen. Yeah.
Every other portrayal we've ever seen is based on the Mark Waid, Geoff Johns stuff, and he's Wally West.
I think they want their cake and eat it too. They think that the kids reading comics are more familiar with Wally West, and they're doing the Flash.
First off,
like,
kids don't read comics. Second, I think the bigger problem they have is that Wally West only exists because of Barry Allen.
Correct.
And so to start with Wally West,
sure.
What do you do with that?
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you get there without having a Barry Allen?
I'm sure that
because if they could ever stick with a Barry/Wally version on screen long enough, whenever they get to introduce Kid Flash, it will be Impulse.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It won't
Bart.
Be Kid Flash.
It'll be Bart.
It'll be Impulse.
Yeah. Or Bart does become Kid Flash, like, for the record. He does
eventually,
Yeah, but I do agree with you. I think that it would be Bart Allen, who's the grandson of Barry from the future. Which, again, is just like, God damn it. Like,
well, then there's a Wally West who is a cousin who's Kid Flash now, right?
So DC is kind of a mess. They have...
Oh, right, really?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. They realized... So what they did with the New 52 is they made Wally West black, and he was Iris's... I know. He was Iris's nephew. So that was all the same. And then the real...
Yeah, he
Wally
got erased from time and then brought back.
And then brought back. So now we've got two Wally Wests who are just existing in the DCU at the same time.
I can't imagine what happens when they try to apply for a credit card.
It's bad. It's bad
well,
news.
So, do you think that was an homage to the they pronouns?
Yes,
because now
I do.
Wally West can be referred to as
they. Yes, yeah. Exactly what it was.
The other Wally West, he has a different name.
Wallace.
But goes by... Well, Wallace isn't even his first name. It's his middle name. And he goes by Wally.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
It's such a mess.
Yeah. They've changed it so it's not.
Right.
But they made it more confusing by trying to make it less confusing.
So we'll put them all in the same costume.
I was watching the Justice League animated series because it's like really the time where I was like, see, that's Barry Allen.
No.
You know?
It's not.
In the
animated series, it's Wally.
Well, but the character...
Yes.
The character.
Yes.
So that's what I don't understand. And the character of the Flash in the animated series is like Barry Allen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, that's how we recognize him.
Right.
You know, he's got that snarkiness.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
inexperienced, but he's also kind of like, you know.
Yeah.
And he can still crack wise, you know, without being this sort of like, you know... nervous jumble.
Hey, man, it is.
So they've done it before.
That's true. That's the problem is they have this template they have of the Justice League cartoon where it's like,
The original one?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Batman animated series type?
All of it.
Type.
Yeah. Superman, all of it. It's yeah. like, here evolved. You go.
I know. Don't you just wish they would adapt those stories it's because like, they're so good.
Yeah, if, right. If I'm James Gunn, I'm going to Bruce Timm.
Yeah.
Paul Dini. Paul Dini, like, hey, man, why don't you join the crew? Yeah. And we'll put this thing together and we'll make it work.
The best stories on television, yep. And they can be the best stories on
yeah.
Film, I'll right? say right now, I was really kind of hoping that all of a sudden Jason Momoa was Lobo.
Yeah.
I would have been... Like, that's the ending. I was like,
the only reason they great. Tag him is because stupid Aquaman 2 is still coming out. Like,
I know.
Who wants I forgot that was who even needs a thing. That? I mean, at this point, is anyone excited for Aquaman 2? No. Reboot this thing. I could not tell you how little excitement
I have. Having him as Lobo at the end would have been great.
Right.
That would have been Lobo. Like, okay, we're totally.
Think without the second movie, it
the
just
guy is Lobo.
Maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If there was anybody built to play Lobo, it was Jason Momoa.
Going back to Ezra, though, I felt that I could not enjoy this movie as much. Not even that I was trying to. I tried to separate them. But when...
It's a baggage.
When Barry is charismatic and cute and quirky and all that stuff...
You're like, they are a sexual assaulter.
It's just hard to laugh. Like, how they're so funny. And it hinders the enjoyment of this movie.
It is difficult.
And I also think they changed the character. Because I'm telling you, that beginning scene... He was never as neurotic or nervous, but then after stuff starts going down, the character changes he's super serious.
Yeah,
right.
He loses all of his neurosis.
Because he's the voice of reason at that point.
Right.
But he's able to drop his...
They bring in the younger version.
Right.
Who's even more obnoxious.
Man.
Oh my God. But I don't think that character could all of a sudden...
Ted Theodore Allen?
I don't think he could get that much of his act together because he was like totally straight character.
When you see the second Barry, and I was like, and within
skipping
I don't know,
across the street,
yeah, within like 10 minutes, I was like, can we kill that guy?
Yeah,
because this is gonna suck.
Oh, don't worry.
We know.
Get there.
Yeah, right. I was in about 2 hours, so I had to put up with that
because I saw. I guess he's Savitar.
I guess that's who he is. Or the Dark Flash, I guess.
Like, as soon as I saw him come out, I'm like, oh, that's
another one.
Yep, yeah. That's him.
That's the thing, is I think there are some really good things. I think when Ezra Miller gets serious, right, that scene in the Batcave when...
I think they're great after
Earth
they get serious. I think the performance, once Goofball Barry comes out, I think Ezra, the performance, separating all the personal stuff, does a great job with
but
the character.
Most of this movie was filmed before all the trouble, right?
Yes.
Well,
it was filmed like 2 years ago, wasn't
it's
it?
It's not like those were adjustments made because...
No. But I just mean that I think that, you know, they're a talented actor. It's not the casting, regardless of do you like the characterization.
So it's Kevin Spacey.
Right, exactly. And
it's like the baggage meter. You're like,
I will say this in mild defense of Ezra Miller. The reading the Wikipedia entries, which is as much as I really know, it does seem like they had a serious psychotic break.
I agree.
Like Kevin Spacey
is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Where I do think that, and only time will tell for sure, but at this point in time, like, I think there's a version of events where Ezra Miller had a serious psychotic episode and needed mental health treatment. It wasn't, I'm going to say I need mental health treatment to massage a PR scandal.
No, it seemed
I'd agree with that,
legit.
Too.
I also think that... I was talking about this on the radio, and they were like, it was really nice of the studio to stand by them. And I was like, well, make no mistake, they only stood by Ezra Miller because this movie was good, right? Like, if this had been Wonder Woman 2, Ezra Miller would have been...
And they would have scrapped it.
Yeah,
they would have
or Batgirl.
Yeah. They would
have... Right. Like, they got a whole movie done.
Yeah.
With Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Which, just that alone would have been like, well, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
That's all. That's
the
draw of this.
That's
movie.
The saving grace of this movie.
I was without the Michael Keaton stuff. At how much Michael Keaton was in this movie? Yes. I really thought we were going to get 5 to 6 minutes of Michael Keaton, that would be it.
Yeah. But he's a main character.
He's
the Thomas Wayne character from Flashpoint.
Very much.
So that's one of the things they retrofit so they can get Keaton in. And I think for the movie universe, for the audience that loves the movies, that's a great change, right? He fills the same role as Wayne.
Honestly, that's where the movie. I was like, like this movie.
When they're the two Barrys are going to... Also, I got to say, one of the things that drove me crazy is they get in a cab, right?
So at this geography?
Point, are you telling me that Central City Cab drove all that, the way to Gotham?
Like, they took an Uber to Gotham. Yeah, I'm like,
what is
the cost
we?
Of that?
Where? How are these? We know that in the Man of Steel universe, Gotham is across the bay because that's
the
a
geography
thing.
Of the DCEU. Makes no sense. Just,
but Central City's they supposed show to be it. Like Kansas City.
Yeah,
right.
They show
yeah.
it.
It's Central
the opening,
City. Yeah,
they,
yeah.
he runs.
Mm-hmm.
Barry runs from,
but he's the Flash.
I know, but you see far it is. Yes. So that proves the point that what on earth is this?
What cab was like? Yeah, man, we'll drive to Gotham.
Maybe about 20 hours.
Yeah,
okay.
So
no worries.
CG wise, so the opening scene has all the babies.
My biggest problem with the movie was the special effects. How do you have a budget like this and still have? I mean, like,
well, I think reshoots went a lot into the budget, maybe.
Well, I think they should call the Speed Force the Uncanny Valley.
Yeah.
Because right off the bat, I'm like,
it looked like the Burly Brawl from yeah. from The Matrix or
20
whatever.
Years
like,
ago.
20 yeah. years ago.
Does I'm anyone like, buy the machetes?
No.
No.
It looks like that because of a style choice?
No. I appreciate him saying, like, trying to get out. He's like, no, it's because the Flash moves real fast.
You know
fast.
What?
Like,
then
it looks
freaking
weird.
Animate it like a comic book, then.
Yeah.
Do
anything
something,
else.
Do something clever and creative yeah, like, that makes it look like...
Especially because of stuff they do later in the movie.
Boy, oh
that
boy.
That doesn't do that. At the end of the movie, they bring in a few characters.
We'll get there.
Like, clearly, they could have done that.
You could scrap that whole
right
thing.
Right off the bat, I was like, that first baby comes out, and I'm like, ugh.
The microwave baby. I just want a t-shirt with the microwave baby.
God. It's a funny, so bad. I think it's a well, funny it was scene. A, it's just...
It's part of the metaphor. It was Indiana Jones.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Yeah. I'm like, this is going to become like, a new thing.
I think the problem that they have is they saw that scene in... First Class, X-Men First Class.
Oh, yes.
The Quicksilver scene.
Yeah.
Is the right
future past. Mm-hmm. Days of Future
Past.
No, the first one.
The first
it wasn't
one.
First Class. It was.
I thought it was Days of Future mm-mm. Past.
No, First Class
no.
had Banshee.
Yeah, and... so it was the one after
it's
that.
The second one, right? Days of Future Past?
I guess that was.
Was it Days
was
of
that
Future
the second one?
I'm pretty positive.
Maybe they break Magneto out
we
of
had the
cell?
Awesome slow motion scene, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that really Days of Future Past?
Days of Future Past, yeah.
Okay.
No,
I don't think that
like
it
is.
The cool Quicksilver scene.
The, whatever
they're
that
doing
was.
It again. They're doing it again.
The first one when they're in the lab and he's like running along the wall and he's like pushing stuff out of the way.
It's a great. It's an amazing scene.
Yeah. No one has ever done it. Better.
Not even the same people.
Right. They tried to do it again, and then it was like, oh, let's take that thing and make it 15 minutes long. It's like, No.
Yeah. And they try to do that here, and I think. It's a fine idea, right? Because the Flash can do the exact same thing. Actually, the Flash is faster than Quicksilver.
Oh boy. Hold it's on, push him
a
up.
Lot faster.
Push
him a up. Lot faster because he has the Speed Force. Sure. Like, he can tap into that power. Quicksilver can't run to the past, can he? Nope. So, like, I think that idea is fun of Barry going into a building, saving everybody in that slow-mo. But,
I like
man,
it a lot. It's just the CG
I was still,
is
At this
awful.
Point in the movie, I was still giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, maybe they made the babies look that way. Like from an Ameritrade commercial.
Or Ally McBeal.
The E-Trade baby?
Yeah.
Ally McBeal's a
we're
great call.
Ally McBeal level.
I was like, maybe that was a choice because, like, some people are probably going to be really freaked out if babies falling out of a building and
that
being
is,
in a microwave.
That is fair.
So I was like, maybe they're making those babies look a little fake. Like, if I was his PR guy, the director's PR guy, and you're going to go out and say we did this on purpose, that's the story.
That's
we
fair.
Made the babies look bad so we didn't freak people out because these babies, if they look real, they're in very real
but
peril.
Also, like, that you... Yes, exactly, because you've got, like, glass shards
but
heading toward a baby.
Wouldn't that be kind of the point? Don't you want people to feel real peril?
But you're,
all,
like but you're also, this is supposed to be a fairly lighthearted film, and a fairly lighthearted scene, even though babies are in danger. Like, it's not Lars von Trier's Flash.
Your made-up excuse is better than
their made-up excuse.
Yeah, right.
I thought it was fun, though.
If
but...
it was Lars von Trier, there would have been full penetration going on somewhere in the background.
One of those babies would have ejaculated blood.
Jesus. Oh, there it is. So after the scene where basically Barry's just like the cleanup guy, Alfred, it's Jeremy Irons.
Blood
it's...
ejaculation.
That's the worst.
Yeah, no, thank you, guy.
I can understand why. Why Barry's so mad about being like
you
third or fourth call
on notice.
But you know, so
I know why his suit's red.
That's right.
So he's finally given something to do, saves the babies, and then after that goes back and it's like the whole thing happened while he's waiting for his order at
I'm fine with that.
So that's a funny idea. But then after that, you see him doing the run from Central City to Gotham, and the CG then is just like, what is this?
I don't even mind. Like, I like
the idea was cool, but it looked so cheesy.
Yeah,
the way
I like the idea of like the world kind of stretching around him.
Yeah,
like I do like that. Where
the
he's
Chrono Bowl.
Yeah, like okay, we're not going to call it the cosmic treadmill. Like that's not what we're going to do. Fine, whatever. Call it whatever you want.
At that first one when he's zoomed out super far, and the Flash is a little ant, and you're seeing the fast motion through to set, and I'm just like, it just looked. It didn't look like a $250 million
movie. It's
funny
that the WB stuff is like, no, we'll just pan back and just animate a lightning bolt throughout the city. Yeah.
Darks.
And it looks better.
They're like, hey, we got to do this every week.
Yeah, right, right.
That's expensive.
It's very expensive. So, yeah.
Speaking of bad CGI, Kevin, did you take my advice?
I couldn't tell what you were talking about. No, I couldn't.
When there were two Barrys on screen.
I saw it like once or twice.
If it looks like copy and pasted on. If you look at the one who's not talking, it is nightmare fuel.
Yes.
It is bad. Bad.
I feel like there's a scene where they're.
It's like he's holding a cardboard.
Yeah.
he's in Rise of the Pink Ladies.
In the Game of the Game like, of Death that.
There's like lighting issues and stuff where it doesn't match, where you can kind of see the seam where they.
Yeah. Because it's got to be a deep fake. It's got to be a different actor. And then they just put the face on.
Yeah,
like,
they did the Social Network Army Hammer type thing where they had a second, but they did it worse.
I know we've kind of given Marvel like the guff recently with their CG. At Disney, I guess Disney has kind of doubled down on that, the face, right? The de-aging or the bringing actors back. Yeah. And it looks really good for the most part.
But Disney's also doing, I mean, if you look at, especially the streaming stuff, they're doing a lot of practical.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it looks really, really, really good.
Yeah, but even when we
there's some characters in Mandalorian 3, like when Zeb makes an appearance, that looked incredible.
It did.
And you're just like, wow. Okay,
yeah, but then sometimes you have speeder bike kids.
So.
Look, you got to put up with some crap.
That's 100% Rodriguez. That's 100% Robert Rodriguez.
Hey, let's go to the Spy Kids set in my basement.
Rodriguez.
I've never seen fast vehicles look slower. It was like, I was watching in slow motion.
But when we get to, you know what, we're just going to do it now. When we get to all of the cameos. And all of the people.
We're at the last scene of the movie?
Well, at this point, we've been doing it for 10 years,
we're
Kevin. We're going to bounce
time.
Around. Yeah. I cannot believe how bad all of them
were. Nick Cage one was awesome. Nick Cage one looked great.
I will give you the Nick Cage one only because that's
alive.
Something I never thought I would see.
Right.
Is a but piece of that script.
The Nick Cage thing is such just red meat for nerds.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
100%.
And the giant spider.
It means nothing to anybody.
That story,
what else are we doing here?
That
why
story
not?
Has been going around again, and I was like, well, the timing of that couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I don't know.
Seeded that.
With the, with the giant spider.
In the third act.
John Peters finally got his giant spider. But I wonder if he got, like, a cut of that.
But that's the deep cut. But you know? That is the deep cut fan service.
Well, that's
I
why
want
they couldn't afford
book.
Better CG.
I don't want the one that hits me over the head. I want the one where it's like, oh, wow, Nick. Like, I just want the one that's a...
But I think the average person is like, what?
What?
Why is that a thing?
I don't disagree with you, but I do think that if we're going to play with this multiverse,
and
that's probably the most famous DC movie to never get made.
Yeah.
Give us the one that we've been clamoring for.
But then also, like, I hate that it was just, I mean, they Family Guy'd it.
Right? What do you mean?
Like, hey, remember when this thing happened? Enjoy that. Yeah. Okay, but what about this thing? Remember this thing?
Well, they just shoehorn a joke without any.
Right, there was no, like, to bring back. You know, a CGI Christopher Reeve or George Reeves or the Nick, like, then utilize that.
Yeah.
Use them in some capacity.
Well, I mean,
not just here's a
snippet.
Here's
it's image. It's unearned. Where, like, you go back to Spider-Verse, you know, like everything that all the fan service that you see in Spider-Verse is pretty well earned.
Holy. I did not know where that was going to go.
Yeah.
And I was
yeah.
like, did you not like Spider-Verse?
No, it's so well earned, and they've laid the foundation so well that the fan service works and it doesn't feel cheap.
Yeah.
This feels cheap.
Yeah, I think the Christopher Reeve, Helen Slater one doesn't feel cheap, right? Because
it's because we're just so happy to see a really good Superman.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's super weird.
But
I did not care for that in the slightest.
Okay, so did you care when they brought back Grand Toff?
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Whatever.
God, you lost your nerve.
Yeah,
I was going to say Peter Cushing.
It was the concussions.
Yeah.
So
or Leia. Or Leia. Yeah.
So, yeah, but so that movie took place in the same time period, and I don't think that it felt as cheap as just cutting to remember Christopher Reeve was Superman? The cutaway to this felt very cheap and weird, where I just don't think the other one felt as odd.
They just did it to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's the biggest, like, super nostalgia grab without any sort of, like, hey, look.
Because they're showing the multiverses are colliding. Here's, like, this multiverse and this multiverse. Like,
so for the people who like Adam West, they're like, yay.
Right.
You know,
well,
but
you see, like, it's just a peak. Second, yeah.
And then it's like, oh.
The Adam West one I didn't think was as weird. There's some, the way they.
But
they
didn't zoom in on that.
The George Reeve one wasn't as weird.
The way they freaking zoomed in on their faces and had them stand there felt gross to me. Where the Adam West was funny. George Reeves was fine. I agree. Like, that stuff was good. Was Kevin Conroy in this at all?
I don't know.
I can't. I was shocked to not see
So that's my other issue.
Because, like, that's the Batman, and he just died.
If you're going to play with the multiverse,
but they didn't acknowledge animated things at all.
Didn't. Yeah. But then if you're just gonna do it, go get Ryan Reynolds. Go get Josh Brolin as Jonah Hex. Like, have all of, you know, there's a multitude. John Wesley Shipp.
Multiverse.
There's a lot of universes here.
That's a
I wonder why they didn't get John Wesley Shipp.
Or
that was
Tyler
surprising.
Tyler
I was really surprised that he was not in it.
He's on the show. Why would you not have him
as Barry Allen? Like, in the Flash TV show,
he comes back as
Jay Garrick. He's Barry Allen. He's also Barry Allen's dad. Like, he has, you know, at the Draft House, they show, like, funny little, like, ad tie into the movie. They show the VHS commercial, the commercial for the VHS release of the John Wesley Shipp Flash TV show, like, the, you know, the
1990.
It was like the first three episodes, which basically they
flash in the bat suit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that looks great. Like, I might go watch that instead.
Honestly,
so though,
like, because I saw the Draft House too, and I saw it, and the guy who was sitting next to me, we were like, this doesn't look as bad as I thought it did. Like, I mean, for 1990, it.
Yeah. For TV. Yeah, so, like, it's not even a.
I'll just go ahead. That was my video recovery.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. Because, honestly, and if you watch the first episode and a handful of episodes are actually on YouTube remastered in HD.
Oh, dang. For real?
And, yeah, I mean, there's certain 90s-ness to it.
Yeah, I mean, it still is a product of its era.
It's the year after Batman.
It looks like it's filmed on a Batman set.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of Central City. And, in fact, when they showed the Central City in this movie, I was like, I think they're pulling from the Central City.
Oh, interesting.
From the 90s series.
Well, because the Central City from the 90s, I mean, Danny Elfman even did the score.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, like, it's, they were going
it's
off
Danny
of
Elfman,
Batman.
It's Shirley Walker. Yeah. I mean, it's the whole mix of, like, there's the 90s neon and glass block. Yeah. But
when
then
you go
there's
back
also,
and watch that,
you know, 1940s cars and stuff like that.
You'll see what they're doing. They're like, that Batman 89.
He's still the best looking Flash.
I agree.
I'm looks like, good. You know what? That was the guy who designed the bat suit.
Yeah,
because,
I mean, that's the Flash. The Flash suit looks like Batman's suit.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
very much so. It's got like a weird, like, felt to it. It almost looks like felt, but
and they've kind of built the muscles into the suit,
sure.
So
yeah.
The actor doesn't have to be completely jacked,
right?
You know,
yeah.
No,
it's still. I mean, honestly, watch it because I'm like, I'm going to rewatch that. And I was like, yeah, you know, he still looks the best.
He does look the
out
best.
Of all of the ones that we've had, minus animated,
yeah,
he still looks the best,
and he's also the most like Barry Allen. Okay. You know, like,
we should say Ben Affleck's back is Batman in the beginning of this movie doing, I mean, it's a pretty good action scene.
So
car chase.
Andy Muschietti.
It was interesting to see Batman in broad daylight.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. The same thing.
And I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
And he has a blue and gray suit.
And blue and gray, I think, even made the broad daylight better.
Right.
Because it's
than
like, cool.
Pitch black. It was,
it's, I can understand now why he's getting the Batman movie. Like, I think his Batman stuff was, Muschietti, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Is very
the Batman
good.
Stuff was
Brave
really
and
good.
The Bold.
Yeah, yeah. He's the director of Batman Brave and the Bold.
His Affleck stuff and his Keaton stuff was solid.
But it's the most superhero comic book Batman I think we've ever
the
seen.
The way he flew around and grappled and all that
the whole
stuff
thing, right? The
cape looked like crap.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I thought the cape really looked notice. Like, the cape looked really fake.
Interesting.
I was like, man, there's some just these spots where they're like, I guess they ran out of budget. Babies.
I think so.
Maybe it's the peril thing.
They put too much into the cape.
You know, the dog looked okay.
We talked about Beast Wars Transformers last week, and they spent all the money on the CG the Transformers, and so the land is like flat land with two trees in the background.
Right.
They have no money for landscapes. I think that's what happens is they blow it
all.
They
did that here, right? They're fighting at the end in a desert.
I
read that one of the reasons why they're fighting in the desert is because they got so much pushback
of how many
Man
people
of
died.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and yeah. Man of Steel, and they're just like, we're just going to avoid that.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, why, hey. That's why so many of DC Comics, apparently, the ends are in places that don't matter.
Right.
I went back and watched Fast X because Katie hadn't seen it, so I was watching
why
it with
her.
Why
would you do that to yourself?
There's a bomb rolling down the hill of the Vatican for 20 minutes that never stops along the way. At the end, I got this wrong on the podcast. The news report says no casualties. They did a bomb rolling down the Vatican, cars crashing, flipping over, cop cars exploding, hurricane or whatever blast picking up cars and crashing them, zero casualties.
That's hilarious.
Well, they still say in this that like thousands of people died. In like no yeah. like you level like a yeah. city that's supposed to be like New York or bigger yeah. like so like 12 million people in that area
downtown and New York and this got blown up.
This was the first, you remember 10 years ago that was the first movie post 9/11 where we saw the destruction of a city with the people covered in the debris dust. So, and there was also at that time a lot of backlash because there was still national PTSD
sure.
And DC has been dodging that ever since.
Can we put him in a field?
Can we put Batman there and maybe he'll save some people?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So basically, this is the Flashpoint story, right? Yeah. Barry realizes that he can go back in time, and he's talking to Bruce, it's funny to see that this is Affleck's third go. Right?
If you count stuff like Suicide Squad, right? He's got little spots where he
I feel like in. He's it's fun it's a shame because I feel like he's figured it out here. Because I think this is the a great Batman.
He even says he's like they Bruce finally Wayne figured
too.
This out.
Yeah, I think the Bruce Wayne is really good. Yeah.
He was looking gaunt in this movie.
Well, he's not as
But I think he looks happier and healthier now. When they filmed this, I think he was really
Lopez just sucked the life right out of him again. No.
No, I think he's doing great now, but when they filmed this, I mean he just looks really skinny and didn't look that healthy in this movie.
Yeah, I think we saw him in that BVS and he was jacked to the gills.
I like that he's kind of a mentor to Barry they don't make him, I mean, he's overly serious but not in a way
sure
that like they've done recently with some of the other Batman
overly brooding
whereas Bruce is like I know you can do it but maybe don't.
I mean, that's one of my favorite things about this movie is the fact that the Batmans in it they're not depressing. I mean they can be but there's a little bit of levity
dour
to them.
And they're not...
Like in the animated stuff, they're not like that, right? They're more likable, right?
They're just aloof.
And you know, we see in... I don't know if it was BVS, but we see Barry coming out of a time portal. And so that's what... He knows he's seen him do it.
But they don't reference
that.
No, at the end of the movie, I'm like, wait a minute. I thought they were going to tie back into that at some point.
Where he popped out.
Yeah, he popped out.
I'm in the wrong place. And then
he says, I'm too early or I'm too late or something.
Yeah, and it was their setup to try to do injustice, I'm pretty sure.
Which is what we get
in that, end credit, whatever, where they go, where Batman's in the
Nightmare Batman or whatever, But Bruce knows that Barry can do this. And there's no reference to that. Barry tells him, he's like, hey, I went back in time like a day. And Bruce is like, you can do that? And it's like, you saw him do it. Like you saw future Barry pop out and
it's all weird. But I think he kind of knows, but he also realizes there's not much he can do to stop him. So he kind of guides him. I like how he gently is like, he gives a really good talk about how you shouldn't change things and wear your scars. And I don't remember the whole quote, but it is really well written.
The scars make us who we are. I mean, it was all of that was actually really well done.
I think it's funny that there's a lot of
the quiet moments in this, especially when Batman's involved, either one.
Yeah.
It was actually at its best. Like, this is where there's parts of the script that are actually pretty good.
Yes, yeah. I totally agree.
And that's why I say I think Ezra's a good actor. You can't, the dramatic stuff really works. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard. I think that I could accept that more, but when it was the levity, goofy, joking stuff, it made me feel awkward too.
Yeah.
But I could at least appreciate their acting chops. I wish we didn't have to be, I wish this didn't have to be so diluted to where I could enjoy more of it. But
I mean, my whole thing with Ezra is people deserve second chances. So if he did have like a real psych or they had a real psychotic break, then hopefully
and they get help.
Get a second chance. I mean, look at Robert Downey Jr.
It's a great, oh, Marky Mark.
It's a great example.
Yeah. Sean Penn, Marky Mark. They've all
Sean,
done.
Sean Penn could go piece of shit.
But he got a second, third chance. That was
third, fifth, sixth, fourth, seventh, eighth, eighth.
That's
ninth.
What I'm saying. I can't. I mean, if you know the stuff that Mark Wahlberg did, and I know he's a good guy and he's religious now. Like, I think he's pretty clean and repented. But if you heard, if you don't know the stuff he's done,
he's a blind. He was a bad dude.
Racial hate crimes.
The character in Sam Jackson's Shaft. The Christian Bale character is based on Marky Mark. Wow. Mm-hmm. Like,
but
that's
look,
a
he's
real
like
thing.
He's a lovable, funny leading man now. So, I mean, there's an opportunity here for Ezra to get the help they need.
I will also say, if as a society we don't afford people the opportunity to have a second chance, then they have no incentive to change at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the point?
What's your end game?
I 100% agree. And from everything I've seen, Ezra's been off the map and apparently getting help at a facility. And they only did one premiere thing and seemed very calm and thankful. Like
Warner Bros. Is like, could stand there five.
But they were like, they were acting totally chill, you know, not goofy and very appreciative.
They acknowledged their troubles too. Like, yeah.
So I think they're handling it well so far. Only time will tell, as we've all said.
Right.
But the dramatic beats are good. The small moments, Dan, you hit the nail on the head. We're really well handled, and I think that the action and the bad CGI takes it down a notch because we had so many good moments that were small, intimate, and the Batman relationship that's right out of the comics. Batman and Flash in Flashpoint are very close, and they recreate that with two different Batmen, and
but they're not. I know in the comic they make it seem like they're close. They're not. Like Barry's best friend, is Hal Jordan,
right? Yeah.
But the reason that Barry goes to see...
What about Chunk?
You're not wrong. The reason Barry goes to see Bruce in that comic is like, hey, man, they say it in this. He's like, you're the greatest detective. I can't figure this out. Like, I need help. Basically, help. Can you help my dad? And that's where that all starts. Yeah. And then the ending beat of that Flashpoint is, in the comic at least... Barry has a letter from Thomas Wayne.
That's the killer that they don't do that, because that is an emotional freaking moment. And in the animated, they do it. Yeah. That is a heartbreaking
moment. Barry gives Bruce a letter from his dad. Yeah. And that's how, and like, yes, they're colleagues. That's a great way to put it.
But I don't know. It just, I like that relate in the way they portray it in the comic is that they are at least.
They're work friends,
but I think they recreated that well with the two Batman. I liked seeing that relationship between the two.
Yeah, no, I think in this one, we definitely. They've done the Robert Downey Jr. Tom Holland thing, where Bruce is mentoring Barry.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. So he's working at a crime lab, say a whole shebang. Bruce, there's security cam footage of Barry's dad, and that's the key to getting. You know, he's got this appeal coming up. Unfortunately, Barry's dad never looks up to the camera, so there's no real evidence that Barry's father was not the one that murdered his mother. Now in the comic books. Zoom kills Barry's mom to set Barry on this path. Like, I need a bat, you know.
Yeah,
that's the whole
thing. Were they leaving that open on what actually happens to her? Because they never show any.
No. They don't. They say that somebody broke into the house and didn't realize
I think
that
it's
she
left
was going
to be
there.
Zoom if they want it to
be. If they want it to be Zoom, they can be Zoom. And Barry realizes that since he can go into the past, I can fix this. I can, you know, basically the crutch is they forget a can of tomatoes. So if they. Bruce, to
he
his point,
sure she doesn't forget the can of tomato. Then
everything sets everything.
The
changes
dad will
everything.
Have to leave the house, and everything will be fine.
And
both his parents will be killed.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
And
he
will
become Batman. Like
I did wonder
this through.
Yeah, I did wonder because it was like, well, then if they never leave, doesn't the guy still come? Whoever come back to kill? Them?
Or they see the car in
or
the
they,
driveway
oh, they
and,
think
and
that,
they don't.
They thought
or
no
they don't
right.
leave. He doesn't become the Flash, and none of this. Then both parents are killed, and he has no way of getting back.
Which is what was going to happen. Right? Like, because his parents were there, Barry's not at the crime lab where he's going to get hit by lightning. Mm-hmm. So if Barry was wrong, it's that's the problem with time
travel.
There's a reason why Robert Zemeckis was attached to this movie at one point.
Yeah. Oh, was he really?
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
That would have been kind of fun.
Because the plot is Back to the Future.
Yeah, they're like, and he also had the, you know, because he had
with
such experience.
Yeah. That's great.
That was great.
One of the best, funniest lines is when all the movies are changed. I love thinking that he changed all pop culture.
Yeah. Like, no. But it's because Zemeckis had that experience of directing the, you know, around doubles or duplicates.
Oh, sure, sure,
or,
sure.
You know,
yeah. Could you imagine doing that in 1985 and then being like, in 2013, I don't have to get six people to play the same guy.
Yeah.
Just put a different face on them.
And I loved Michael Keaton Batman being Doc Brown, helping him with the experiment.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He's stringing up the thing just
yeah,
the
same. It's, yeah. So Barry...
I mean, he's got to get hit by lightning to go back.
To go back.
Yeah.
Right? To get his powers back. Yeah. So Barry, you know, he puts the tomatoes in the thing. While he's running back to go to the present, this creature knocks him out of the time loop and he ends up in the past.
Aren't there time wraiths?
So there's
there's
Savitar, like Blake mentioned, then there's the Dark Flash, then there's Black Racer. Flash, yeah. But Savitar is an alternate version of Barry Allen who got way too into the Speed Force, which is what happens in this one. Yeah.
But I like it. It was nice because this is different than Flashpoint. That gives you because it's supposed to be Zoom. So by making it, we didn't know what was going to happen in the movie, which I thought was cool for comic readers.
Yeah, there was no talk of Zoom, which I was like, it's a shame that we don't get to see that costume because that costume is great. Like Zoom has.
But
like,
then we're back to having 18 villains in a movie. You know, I like that they kept it simple for this.
Simple.
It was interesting though because as soon as Spooky Flash or whatever,
I will say the McFarlane toy labels it as Dark Flash.
Yeah,
like that's
okay.
Right,
Dark Flash.
Get that movie
as soon as that came jumping out, I was like, yeah, you guys are now you're just stealing from your own TV show.
Yeah.
Except for you know they spent a whole season on it,
right.
And then they did it 7-8 more seasons.
Correct.
Yeah. But and I'm finally finishing up. I'm like in season 7.
Oh, are you?
I bailed on it a long time.
I'm
gonna finish this thing up because I just want to wrap.
I bailed at Crisis, and I was like done.
Oh boy, I started just skipping around on that one. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna watch.
It was
the highlights.
Fun to see. Burt Ward and Kevin Conroy, like the idea was fun, but it was like,
hey, Brandon Routh got a second bite of that apple and I was cool.
Yeah, you know what? It was sort of like that version of that. That was the budget version of what we got at the end of this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And we got Burt Ward and Kevin Conroy.
And was it Robert Wool?
Yeah. Oh God.
He shows up as
that's right.
What's his name?
Oh, it's Knox.
Yeah, it's Knox. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right.
I loved
because we can't get anybody else from that movie, so we got Robert.
Robert Wool,
Batman or Earth 89, which I really like.
What's the guy that
Eckhart?
Eckhart. Yeah. Right.
Think about the future.
He's not around anymore. They could have CG'd him.
I could do that movie Porkins. Front and back.
Oh my God.
Porkins. Yeah.
I got. Yeah. I was like, is that his voice dubbed?
It's dubbed because it's weird. Because he's
terrible.
Like, hey,
where have you been spending
your nights?
It's totally like, dubbed, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
Even me in 1989, I was like,
did you ADR that? What are you doing? So he does that, and he goes, and he realizes that his mom and dad are alive, life is good, and then he looks out the window, and he sees Doofus Barry.
Doing some sort of skip-to-maloo.
Kicking over trash.
Right.
You can tell he's a
everybody in that neighborhood would have kicked his ass.
Yeah. Yes.
They're like, man, that
Get
Allen
that.
Kid
the
is
Allen
back
kid's the
to do
worst.
His laundry.
Hit him. To their credit, though, they said what we're all thinking. When Barry, as soon as Barry sees this version of Barry, he's like, now I get how annoying I am.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And but I just don't believe the change from wackadoo to straight-faced.
I do believe it, only because so we're back in like 2013, because we get Zod. Zod is back. He's coming, looking for Superman. Mm-hmm. And I do like that they get rid of Henry Cavill. Not that, I mean, Henry Cavill deserved better, but...
Right.
They're just like, the baby, we killed it. We
big
killed
mistake.
That.
So, big mistake.
So
here's
Flash
what they should have done in that scene.
Yeah.
When they're building that, when he's talking to Supergirl, and she's like, well, what did you do with the baby? Here's how you end that scene, and people would have lost their
shit. He comes out.
He says, what did we do with the baby? We raised it. And then you get evil Superman.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the last battle.
You wrote a better movie.
I thought they were doing Red Sun.
I thought they were
going to Russia.
Do that.
Yeah.
And then
is Kara
you could bring in,
Clark?
It doesn't matter if you can't get Henry Cavill. You've got 9 different Supermen you can choose from.
That would have been cool.
Bring back Brendan Routh. Bring back
Tyler Hoechlin or whatever his name is.
Bring back Dean Cain.
You
know,
who cares?
No. Well, no, he's evil.
That's great. Yeah, let's kill him.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is Spider-Man Noir. Why not have Nick Cage Superman? He can be the tag-along in all the
multiverse
movies.
That would be hilarious
That would have been a good... Like, there are so many ways that you could bring in an evil Superman there with... That would be a cool fan moment without even having to get Henry Cavill. Oh, but if you got him, great.
Yeah. Sure. And you know he would have done it.
Probably, yeah. Like, but you could.
Well, yeah, they just told him he was back. It would have been nice to have been back for right. something.
I mean,
yeah.
Evil Superman wouldn't be that big of a stretch for him.
Right.
I mean,
snapping necks. He just that's his move. He snaps everyone's
necks. Yeah, just breaking necks. Mm. So we should say that in Flashpoint, the comics, it's very similar where Clark doesn't. The government intercepts Clark's rocket and they put him kind of in solitary confinement because they know what he is going to be capable. They know what he can do.
Yeah.
And they lock him down, and he is very anti-human because they've treated him poorly, and he's this tiny mm-hmm. little gaunt thing. And we get that here.
With Kara.
Yeah. Which, also, it's Kara, but whatever. I'll allow it because that's how they keep saying it in these...
It's canon.
Yeah, whatever. And they lock her down.
Actually, it's Kanan.
Kanan, yeah. Bob Kanan.
Bob Kanan. And they basically replace... Flashpoint Superman mm-hmm. was Supergirl. Yeah. And I think she's great.
Oh, yeah. She did an awesome job.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And it's a shame that we may not get... Well, I guess we could still get her.
That's the thing, is they get to pick and choose now, right? So you can take the best elements from this movie, and then you can explain that things changed away because we don't see certain things. So they can always bring someone back and we see it later, or they explain it away by now.
Well, they don't have to explain anything. That Earth Supergirl is dead. Sasha Kale can play... a multitude of Supergirls. Like, it could be the same thing.
I mean, the way I look at it is, any of these movies, it's, you know, multiverses are supposed to be infinite. So, like, the Keaton Batman we get here, it's probably not even our Keaton Batman.
Right.
It's just another universe. Yeah. It's another universe that's very, very similar.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you could do that with her, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, this is one where the intersection doesn't happen and she
makes it.
She survives.
Well, yeah, because we see, and we won't get to it till the end, but we see a big change that happens. And so anything can happen. Things can change. Things cannot change. It's the butterfly effect. Like, we don't know how far out it's going to reach. It could be catastrophic. It could be little tiny things.
Not catastrophic. It's one big tiny thing.
But so the whole movie basically is an adventure. Barry from the movies that we've seen has lost his powers, just like in Flashpoint.
Well, because he realizes that the past Barry isn't where he needs to be to get his powers. So they sneak him. They sneak into the Central City Police Department. He's going to set it all up. Like, he's going to put Barry in the exact spot where our Barry was. He's like, you know, the lightning is going to strike and the chemicals are going to go all over you. And I do like that younger Barry's like, you want me to get struck by lightning? Absolutely not. So there's a bit of a fight ensues. The lightning bolt shows up.
I always just wonder, though. I mean, I know this is nitpicky, but if Barry isn't working there, all the same chemicals are arranged in the same order?
Yeah, you'd have to same chemical. Like,
I don't like that.
The whole time.
Okay, I don't like that part, how it's like, well, if you don't have the internship, you're not working on the chemicals. Why are they the same?
So, and they have to be in the same ratio.
Yeah.
Right. Is that just the same chemicals? The real thing, because
that's a good point.
Because like when they recreate it, he doesn't get it with the chemicals, but he gets it when she brings them back.
I figured he was already infected by the chemicals, and then but the lightning.
In the comics, it turns at least Wally West's is because, but I think even Barry Allen's is created by the Speed Force.
Correct.
Well, not like real lightning.
If you want to get deep, the lightning bolt that causes Barry Allen to get his powers is Wally West.
Yeah.
Like
it's all paradoxical.
Yeah. Wally West turns into a lightning bolt and hits the chemicals creating the Flash.
I heard it was the same chemicals that turned the Ninja Turtles into.
That's correct. Yeah. Also, it's all combined. Also, Daredevil.
They were all
it's
there.
All the same.
I want to say scene with every superhero is in the same street. It's that street where Zod is attacking.
Yeah, it's the same street. Yeah. Right. So yeah. So in the process,
geography
works.
Yeah, it
totally works.
They took an Uber. It's fine.
The lightning bolt goes through Snyderverse Barry into the younger Barry, but in the process, Snyderverse Barry loses his powers.
And a tooth,
which is okay. Right. Like, fine.
I don't think he had his powers to begin with.
No, they phase into.
Oh, in the comics he doesn't, in this one he does. You're right.
Yeah,
he phases
him
through the. Cool.
Correct.
Got it.
So now, idiot Barry has all the powers, and I don't mind. Actually, I prefer a little bit of lightheartedness. This movie, like, the tone is just like. it's constantly yeah. changing, where it's mm-hmm. it's idiot Barry phasing through things and dropping into an apartment yeah. naked, or
and it's like they didn't call the giant... police when he did that. Like yeah, yeah. some like, things for jokes are played too far. Where again, I know comic book movie, yeah. but when you have a naked man enter someone's apartment and you play that for laughs, with like that,
especially yeah, with this one,
yeah. a naked, yeah, but, a naked, yeah. yeah.
But like, where were the police? That lady was just like, oh, you jokester! Like,
well, you hear a scream, like
that's
get
a
out.
Bad joke. But yeah. then like the one where he. Phases through with the beer, like that's a great.
I think yeah. that joke is fine. That, yeah,
that's
I agree.
Great, like with yeah. the with the exploding when he opens it
totally.
Up,
which we know. With, like yeah. I do like that. It's right after he admits that he's never had sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So of course the beer explodes as soon as he's talking to a girl.
Gal Gadot only showing up for cameos in movies now. Yeah. It is bizarre the way that she just shows
at
up.
At least she actually was on screen with another actor.
That's true.
Oh, but it was God. Almost as bad. It, like almost. Her one little second of a... I'm getting so... Okay.
When I saw the last, I was like, huh, look yeah. at that.
But that yeah. first movie was great, and she's great. But yeah. ever
also,
since
also,
then...
I'm getting tired of the punchline being she's hot.
Yeah. We get it. We all know it.
Yeah.
We don't have to keep going to it.
Like, it reminds me of... when Leslie Jones was first on SNL and like there were so many sketches, like consecutive sketches
yeah.
where the joke was Leslie Jones is weird looking.
Yeah.
And it was like, this needs to
that's
stop.
Not right. Yeah.
Like, yeah. And she, and I think she said that.
I hope she did. Yeah. I think Leslie Jones is hysterical.
She's hilarious. She's
very funny.
Yeah.
And I mean, the first time I saw her on there, I was like, oh, she's going to be a breakout.
That was Chris Rock though, right? Chris Rock was like, you need to get her on this
yeah,
show.
Yeah. Because I think she's the oldest new cast member they ever had on.
Oh really?
Like she joined the cast at like 45 mm-hmm. or something.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I mean, she's a lot older than people realize, but it reminds me of like an inverse version yeah. of that.
Sure.
Yes. I just don't think you can keep doing the same thing. I mean, hopefully this is the end and they're going to be rebooting, but to use her as this Deus Ex Machina that shows up and then to play that theme, like Keaton's theme earns it. When you get Keaton's theme in this movie and you get that beloved bat, I mean, when the Elfman score kicks in,
do you remember that Danny Elfman scored the Avengers 2?
Huh?
Avengers 2?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was on TNT the other day, and I was watching the end of it, and it said music by Danny Elfman, and I was like,
"Did it sound like a Tim Burton movie?" Like,
no, it sounded like the Alan Silvestri score. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's very weird.
Because you know his style is
that guy's a wizard. Yeah. He's a weird dude.
I think what we're finding out is maybe that Wonder Woman theme isn't that great.
You know, I think the Wonder Woman theme
good.
I thought
and
it worked
I'm
in
like,
the first
every time
one, but
I know. But every time I hear it, I'm like,
I know. I
it's just
same,
jarring.
It's not great.
I thought it was good,
but
anyway, so
I do agree that
it just it feels
yeah right.
What do we call him? Snyder Barry?
Snyder Barry he gives idiot Barry the powers, and of course he can't figure it out, which is fine. He's a 20-year-old kid mm-hmm. who just found out
19
he had
in this movie.
Just found out he had superpowers. And now they realize that now Zod has shown up and Barry's like, oh wait, like I remember all of this. Like we gotta go find Clark, and of course trying to explain who Clark Kent is.
And his roommates, because all of a sudden,
Oh, we should say.
The Eric Stoltz roommate thing was pretty funny.
Yeah, when they're referencing back, he's like, why do you keep saying, he's like, do you mean Michael J. Fox? And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, Michael J. Fox from Footloose?
Yeah.
He's like, no, that's Kevin Bacon. They're like, Kevin Bacon from Maverick?
Top Gun with it.
I just love it.
The gay guys?
The gay volleyball scene?
Gay volleyball?
Yeah. I just love that you could see Barry was losing his mind over this, and that was a really funny scene. But when the guy lifts his legs up, he's like, it's Eric Stoltz. I got the ink.
He goes, I have like Stoltz on, or what is he? Man, what does he say? Because it's such a great line. Something on my thigh.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's not even
he, like,
your
slaps
thigh.
It's so funny.
But it's on his cap.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense. Which, if you've never seen those screen...
It's weird.
It's very weird. He is in a different movie
that would not have been
why he was not in the movie.
Correct. Right. Yeah, right. So they're like, okay. They reference Batman. And everybody's like, yeah, of course we know who Batman is. Yep. And it's like, okay, perfect.
I'm
so
Batman.
That was pretty
he goes,
funny.
Do you know who Batman is?
Why'd you say that? Why'd you say that?
Batman. So they go to Wayne Manor. And I will say they did a pretty fantastic job of recreating the Burton Wayne Manor.
Looks
with
great.
All of the weird... statues and the kitchen with the bells and everything is great. And then Bruce pops out of a cupboard, which I assume that means that he was in the Batcave.
No, he was cooking pasta.
Oh, and he just hopped in there.
Yeah, okay. He lost a flip flop on the way in.
I just wish they could have done a better job with this clearly being a stunt double.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the way they've hid his face for every bit of it in the shadow.
Right,
I don't know. It's just, I props to Keaton. He's 71. He does an amazing job in the whole movie. But this introduction scene, which I know he can't do all that, but the way they filmed it, you're just like, how much more obvious could you be? It's not Keaton.
Like, we need to put him in long hair and a beard.
And cover his face and put a shadow over it and, like, don't show his face most of the time.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. It's just...
This Batman 89 kicks the shit out of both Barrys. Well,
I do like how I like how Newberry's using the slow-mo, you know, yeah, the speed, but we see it in slow motion. It's funny, and he's moving things out of the way and
right,
dodging. And
right.
It's a good little scene.
So they try, you know, they explain the case to Bruce, and he's just like, yeah, I'm out. Like, don't even sweat it. I'm not doing it.
Pass.
I love
it. It's very much, what does he say? Like, what, you're passing to the next? And the way he says it is like...
I don't know, but it's very much like Wolverine in First Class.
Yeah.
Where... Xavier and Magneto go to talk to him, and he was just like,
best cameo of all time. I think it's that great. Is seriously. Yeah.
And they're both like, okay, thank you very much. And they leave.
So he says, like, if he's not going to help us, we're going to use his bat.
Yeah, there's a lot. I will say, I know we gave Guardians a little bit of a guff about the F-bomb in that movie. There's a lot of language in this movie that I was not expecting coming from both Barrys.
No, well, I wonder how upset they were when Guardians used an F-bomb, because they were probably thinking, we're going to be the first big comic book movie to drop an F-bomb.
Did they use an F-bomb in this?
At the very end.
At
the very end.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I thought that it was a cutoff one. I didn't know they fully knew.
No, he's
there.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, oops, too late.
Right. Snyder Barry somehow knows where the Batcave is in this alternate dimension.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird too.
Where he's just like, there it is.
No, I think it's the same house. I think they're saying Affleck lives in Keaton.
No, we know that's not true. Affleck, the Wayne Manor is gone in the Snyderverse.
Well, I know, but this is a different time. He could have known where it was before. I'm saying that I think he
knew.
Well,
it's still built. It might be built on the same area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just knew to look for the well.
He knows there's a Wayne Manor.
There's a well around here somewhere.
We're going to look for that manhole cover.
Did the Batcave in this one remind you of the Batcave in the Christian Bale
universe? Oh, the Christian Bale?
With the big cave open in the waterfall?
I think they kind of combined a little bit of it. Because I was thinking Arkham Asylum or City.
I got to tell you, that's the cameo I thought we were going to get.
Christian Bale. I know.
That's
the
one I thought. Too, yeah.
And I would have welcomed it.
Yes. I would have been like,
at one point, just bring it a little bit.
Right. So they go down there and they're looking. Of course, they turn all the lights on and the bats fly everywhere.
Chills, man. This is good.
And
this got me.
You see the Batmobile like covered in a tarp. And
this is a track ball.
That's what I thought was great.
Like a track ball.
I mean, even the computer down to the chair, like everything was
pretty
fantastic. They used
the Returns Batmobile.
They did. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
Well, it's just a little different.
Oh, okay. It's the one that like breaks off the sides.
The shape of it, you can just tell. It's
okay.
One.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scenes of that whole movie.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, now I'm a little worried. I'm like trying to like say anything. Yeah, so Barry is on the search for Clark Kent. And of course, I like that there's like thousands of Clark Kents and they can't figure it out. Then he's trying to look up a birthday, but he's like, he wasn't born here. So he's trying to find all this different
stuff.
There's
no Cyborg in this one because he looks up Cyborg
and he's
a football player. So
which
it didn't
is what he was supposed to be.
And Cyborg is the one that helps them. He's working for the government in the comics. So he
finds Clark.
Yeah.
This is the scene we were talking about where Barry does have a bit of a character change. Where Goofy Barry is like, this is fun, this is great. And Snyderverse Barry is like, this is, get your together. Like, this is bad. I screwed this up. This is real bad. Like, he pulls out, like, the monkey and he's like, this isn't a toy.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he yells at him. And then he goes to, tells Batman kind of what happened about his mom and everything.
Right. Which then causes Bruce to be like, all right, fine. I'll shave my beard. I'll cut my hair. I'll dye it a little bit. Yeah. And then I'll join your
talking
team.
Talking about losing your mom and you know.
Yeah, no, totally.
We didn't get a flashback to Crime Alley, so there's
problems. Like, nope.
God.
I know. We know how much Dan loves to see pearls get blown off of... Well,
we all...
Dan loves
myself. I stopped myself fair. I stopped myself.
A good pearl necklace.
No,
see, I didn't do it. But I do like that.
At least we were spared a CGI Jack Nicholson.
You know they wanted it.
Didn't even have to be CGI. It's still around. They could have done it.
Not that Jack Nicholson. So
They did the laugh box.
They did the laugh box, which I did like.
I think
that
Nicholson
was
looks good for his 80s, though. Like, but when they show him,
I thought I read he's having like dementia.
Really? He's going out to basketball games and stuff.
But
still,
he had done one in forever.
He hadn't, but when he did,
I thought he was having cognitive.
Okay.
It's fine that we didn't. I'm on board.
I do like that Bruce has like he opens a secret room and it's got all of the different bat suits. And
that
I was
cool.
Like,
and he's got the Nightmare Batman.
He did have the Nightmare Batman, but he's also got like a Neil Adams kind of inspired Batman suit. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Neil Adams Batman suit's my favorite. The gray and blue. I love that.
It is my favorite.
It looked good. I mean, so did Affleck's. It was kind of neat.
Affleck's
to
is
see,
my favorite suit. Like, I love that suit.
Really?
To see the color scheme.
Frank Miller suit?
Frank Miller suit.
I do think it is weird that he still has the suit that he can't move his neck in.
That was a funny joke. Yeah. That was a great joke. Yeah. And I love how.
Those things are expensive. You're not just going to throw that away.
I love how Newberry repurposes a bat suit to do a Flash one because they are so similar. Like you said, it was great that he was able to retrofit it.
He rips that part of the neck off so he can move his head.
But before that, the joke is he turns to Snyderberry and he's like, his face is like in the eye hole, like it's all awkward because he can't turn the neck. That's a great joke for nerds that understand that's great.
It is. I kind of wish that they'd made some comment about the Air Jordans.
Oh, right. That were for the second
boots.
Movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They go to Russia, which apparently is very easy to get into in this universe, like even getting down like into the facility.
I was thinking like you've got two people that don't have powers.
20 miles away.
Yeah, right.
But two people without powers and one guy that just got his powers against whatever this Russian facility is.
Yeah.
But he's the Batman. And,
and there's a great, you know, you get a, we talk about the warehouse scene in BVS, right? Where we get an idea of like what Batman should be able to do.
We've never seen Keaton kick ass like this.
Yeah. No, Keaton's like... In those movies, he is just standing there for second. And he's like,
"Oh yeah."
I rewatched Batman yesterday.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh man, this is kind of like there's a part in the beginning when he goes up against Joker when he's Napier or whatever.
Yeah,
he just like comes in. You think he's gonna like drop in and kick him, but he just like kind of like walks up and like punches him.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh,
that's still my favorite Batman movie.
I think of that. I think of that scene in the alley when he's fighting the guy is it the alley where he's fighting the guy with the swords?
Yeah,
and he just kicks him in the like he's doing all this the stuff and then just throws one kick to the face.
Jones.
And
kind of, yes, right, right.
Yeah.
And there's a head nod when you watch that scene. Watch it.
Yeah.
Keaton gives like a head nod.
I was like, go.
Oh, that's
it's there. And I mean, I saw it in the theater and I was like, oh, well, that's unfortunate. But it's still there. It's
that's
like,
so
if you were going to fix something in the movie,
take that out.
Take that out.
Half a millisecond of time
to the stuntman. Yeah, I'm ready.
Maybe it's just me, but when he says you want to get nuts, let's get
I
nuts.
Hated it. I hated it so much.
I do not like reusing nostalgic catchphrases in movies.
It's because like that wouldn't really mean anything to him.
Yeah.
It
only meant something to him.
Yeah.
In the room.
I mean, he was
nobody
going crazy
like,
at that time
you
pretending to
about?
Be nuts. And I guess maybe he adopted it as one of his, but I don't know. It just,
we
know it's for the fans. And
yeah.
It just,
I thought that was cringeworthy.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, so his delivery was, I think, as good as you could
do. Yeah, because he undersold.
But I think the fact that it exists just.
No thanks. So they go
they get
in.
Nuts.
They get nuts. I do like that Barry, earlier in the movie, Barry says, look, Snyderberry says you cannot move people at super speed. Like you're going to mess them up.
Yeah.
So there's a scene where, you know, guy is firing like multiple rounds and Newberry's like trying to like do things with Snyderverse. Finally, he's like, screw it, and just grabs him and moves him around. And of course, now Snyderberry can't stop throwing up. Like it's you know. Keaton comes down and just destroys these guys very easily.
It looks really good. Now,
it
this scene
really
with
good.
Clearly stunt doubles looked good. Like, mm-hmm. you couldn't tell.
Yeah. No, I think it looked really good.
And he's doing Batman stuff with grappling hooks. And, I mean, he's using his tools.
Yeah.
He's...
I will say in the kitchen scene, I think part of the hiding, because they were still trying to pretend like we didn't know who that was.
Oh.
So they wanted their reveal.
Oh. Right. Like, they weren't, like, they didn't think that in the marketing he was going to get the entire marketing package.
Could have been a surprise. Dude, which would have been amazing.
I was going to say, let me tell you right now, if they never told you Keaton was back as Batman, that'd be the biggest pop in theater of all time in history.
Yeah, I agree.
They'll never do it. Again, they'll give
too much money.
Right.
Too much money.
But the thing is like they didn't do it with No Way Home with the Spider-Man and that, and it worked.
Marvel, Marvel's got built in.
Yeah.
So
that's
but you're right. That's when you lose your mind because you don't ever expect to see someone again. Mm-hmm. And that would have been cool.
I think the best thing about No Way Home is we knew that they would be in it, but we just had that. Both actors
co-stars of the film.
Yeah, right. Both actors
were like
we're geeks, so we knew we had heard rumors for a while.
Yeah,
but
most people
didn't. People went in not knowing
that would have been those crazy.
People, I mean, later on, I'm sure most people did. Yeah. Right. Like that first couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, people were losing their minds. That was great.
That's, yeah. That's great. When he walks through that portal, both of them.
Yeah. So good. Think if you could do that with this.
That's and what I'm all saying, of a sudden, man.
That would have been huge. Up.
Yeah, it would have been great.
The buzz, the word of mouth buzz, mm-hmm. might have been worth more than all those ads with yeah. him. You
may
know
have,
what I mean? Like,
may have helped that box office.
Yeah.
It's such a gamble.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, you
big
don't time. Know. It was tracking out of CinemaCon to make $140 million, and now it's supposed to open to $70
million. That's ooh, crazy, ooh, wow. dude. So,
yeah.
That's, I mean, and I, look, I want James Gunn to work. I want this to work. Yeah. I want it, but.
But you can't attach boy, him boy. To this failure.
Well,
this
I mean, that's oh, why
no, but I just, I think it shows an overall exhaustion with this franchise.
Yeah. With this brand.
It shows you right. they need yeah. to reboot ASAP.
Yeah. Or, that's why Gunn is starting on the fringes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think starting with the Creature Commandos and the Blue Beetle. Yeah, and
starting out.
Yeah,
there.
Just like Guardians.
I know there's expectations.
I mean, well, just like you know, Polka yeah, Dot totally Man. Like it's Iron like Man. Nobody's yeah. going to be like, Polka Dot Man. Yeah.
Nobody expects Blue Beetle to open to $150 million.
Right. No.
If it ekes out $150 million, they're going to call it a win.
Right, right.
That's,
for sure.
That's top tier DC is the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
James oh, Gunn, James Gunn. That's Suicide up Squad. In the top tier. That's yeah. a good...
He's right. I do think this universe needs to start with Superman, mm-hmm. and then you can kind of do whatever you got to do from there on out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they
Kara,
if he makes a good Superman movie, it'll spread out yeah. to the entire.
It'll yeah. erase all the ill
if
will.
If Superman bombs, this is just as dead in the water as. The
I don't disagree yes. at all. So we find Kara, and she is you know small and gaunt,
just like Clark,
and just like
comics,
Clark in the yeah. comics. They get, and Barry knows, Snyderverse Barry knows, we got to get her into the sunlight. As soon as we do that.
Which, one of the best effects of the movie mm-hmm.
Is her growing.
Is yeah, when they put her in the sun yeah. and she starts like.
Did they do that in BVS? Did they do like a Dark Knight Returns kind of thing where he's all gaunt and stuff and he flies mm-hmm. up into space?
I think
and
so.
Gets,
I is remember BBS, seeing him come, his face like.
I try not to watch that.
Yeah.
I do think he flies
I don't really want to think about it.
I think that they
he flies
do
up like,
next
to the sun and
yeah,
gets
and
powerful,
he, and he
yeah.
comes
let's
back.
Let's say yeah.
Yeah, well,
cool.
But
cool
Supergirl ass kicking scene. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah,
she's
again the CG's
punching
weird, like
but
it's kind of
like,
stretchy.
But it's like comic book weird. You know what I mean? That's more the CG
yeah,
we're used to.
That was one of the special I didn't
yeah.
It did, that didn't bother me nearly as much as the time
it looks,
travel.
Yeah, it looks stylized.
It felt more like a stylistic choice, not
yeah,
failed.
I think the best scene of that is somebody fires a bullet at Batman and she flies in and like flicks the bullet out of the way and then grabs the gun and smashes the guy
oh,
in the
man,
face.
Yeah,
I was like, that's very cool. It's
and
very
Batman
cool.
stopping bullets with his cape, his bulletproof mm-hmm.
yeah,
cape.
Yeah, no, I
like
think
that.
All of it's yeah. good. And
they
then,
get her back to Wayne Manor.
Yeah, and she's just like, nah.
Yeah, pass.
See ya.
Because she's like humans.
Which does make sense.
It does.
Yeah. She doesn't have the upbringing that Clark
she
did.
She says, I'm not yeah. human.
And
she
you,
got to,
and you humans imprisoned me in a
as soon as she got
a dungeon
as a baby.
She's yeah. been in you're solitary right. her entire life.
Yes.
Pretty
yes.
much.
So I get it.
So she's like, no, I'm yep. good. And then she, of course, we get the recreation of the scene in. So in Man of Steel, when Zod and not Ursa come off the ship mm-hmm.
and
is
the big guy.
Ursa
and not non.
Yeah,
is he there? Clark's there waiting for them, right?
I'm pretty
isn't that
sure
the thing because they're just like either he shows up here now.
Oh yeah, but
or
don't they fight?
Because he puts him on
in
the
Man
ship.
Of Steel, don't they end up fighting on like Anytown Street? That
in a Kmart,
the same Anytown Street.
Yeah.
That
you mean Smallville, where they destroy all of Smallville?
All of Smallville, but it's also like they also did the Anytown Street in the first Thor, and then it also yes. looks like the Anytown Street. Like yeah. how many times have they fought?
Right,
on
right.
That same yeah. stretch of road.
That's true. There's that one
that
stretch.
Has barber shop
and Sears
and
IHOP and
yeah.
Sears.
Oh, the I, yeah.
You know, by diner.
By the way, one of my favorite Twitter takes that I saw mm-hmm. the other day was the chick Kryptonian.
Not Ursa.
Yeah, not
Ursa. Mursa.
They were Nursa. Complaining about how they took away a breakout role and the best female villain ever created.
Oh, my
film
God.
And, like, this person was dead serious.
Wow.
Like, who was that actress, though? Because she was, like.
It was a Snyder bot type person.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure when this scene happens in Man of Steel, Clark is there.
Yeah.
And he stops whatever, you know, whatever happens. In this scene, it is Michael Shannon as Zod, sort of.
Well, I can, he definitely zoomed in some of this performance. Yeah. Like where his face is in the helmet. Yeah, they did. Looks better than Mark Ruffalo.
He looked like MODOK.
Yeah. He did look like MODOK. Well,
it's a little better, but.
I don't think he was there at all, because that helmet never comes off.
No.
But yeah, I do think when he's with Kara that there is a little bit more of Kara and Shannon might have done a date together, but when he's just doing the stuff in the face, but when he's doing the stuff with the face, clearly it's just like, hey, can
I love
you go
how Michael Shannon's like, I hate this stuff, but pay me.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
just pay me.
I'll take that paycheck. It's fine. Respect it. It's fine. Yeah. So Kara is like off miles away. She sees Zod start taking out the military, and I do like that they kind of keep Kara's story intact, where she was sent. They were sent together, and her ship gets knocked off course. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I was supposed to protect you.
So why
you.
Is her blood the key now instead of...
It's just whatever Barry did in the...
That was a good point.
Because they said, I mean, so basically... Okay, so here's the deal.
Because Keaton says time goes...
Well, don't forget the bad guy.
Yeah, so Barry Snyder Barry realizes that he needs to get his powers back. So they set up back to the future. They clock tower it.
And
where
he survives a lightning strike.
He takes the first strike and it doesn't work. So now Kara shows back up. She's like, you were right. We're going to help you. She flies him up into the sky. He gets hit by a lightning bolt again. And in the comic books, he does die. But it takes a second for everything to kick back in.
Kind of does in this one.
Yeah. Kind of the same. Same thing. And then it kicks back in. He gets his suit back. All right, we're going to fight.
You see the lightning strike. Basically.
Which I do like that. Like, I like that, initially, you know, healing away. Yeah, it's very cool. So we fight in the desert. We're going to go fight in the desert. All of our heroes are together.
Keaton takes him in the Batwing, does the Bat logo.
Sounds a little dirty when you say it like that.
Oh, yeah.
Takes him in the Batwing.
Takes him in the Batwing.
They do that cool shot where he flies up in front of the moon. That
like
was
the
nice.
Yeah. Of a Volkswagen.
And this is the, you know, Newberry has always kind of been a dummy this entire time. So this fight is not going well. Like, they are constantly losing. Batman dies. Spoilers for this entire movie. Mm-hmm. He dies a lot. Yeah. Like, they keep killing him over and over and over.
It's got a little bit of that Dormammu.
A little bit.
And they're doing the time machine thing. Yeah. Like, I brought up the remake of the time machine, which I love when Guy Pearce is trying to...
Yeah.
Where he's trying to save his fiance, and everything he does, she dies over and over and over.
That movie, it's so unintentionally funny, though, because it's like she gets run over by a carriage, she gets shot, you know, a stack of bricks fall on her, an anvil falls, she goes through a manhole. I mean, it's just like he keeps going back in time.
I mean, it is unintentional, but what I love about this is
all right, I'll be right back.
But it just shows like him like being driven to madness over trying to change the past.
No, you're absolutely right.
I really love love that whole thing, and I think Guy Pearce is so good in it. That's a good one to me. But
yeah,
Batman does kind of explain, kind of give us the rules for time travel with his spaghetti or whatever.
Oh, no, he does.
Yeah.
You're right.
With the intersections, and it's basically a messy time travel type thing where, like, but there's certain points at an intersection that are always going to happen no matter what.
That's why, like, he's Doc Brown. He's doing the same. But that's the thing where he says that time moves backwards and forwards. So when he changes the past, it actually goes back and changes the past, he says.
Yeah, it's basically you get alternate dimensions.
But you don't usually change the past. This is what I think was unique in this time travel movies. Somehow the whole thing changes.
Yeah, I do like the spaghetti thing where he's got, like, two pieces. And he's like, all right, you did this. You think it's going to go this way, but then you just divert
the
whole
thing. And then he just dumps the whole pot. Yeah. And it's like,
try unweaving that.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Kara dies. Like, the whole point, obviously, from Man of Steel is that Jor-El put everything that was Krypton into Superman, into Baby Clark.
Yes.
And then...
Except for the thumb drive.
Correct. And that Clark was the key to bring back Krypton, which is what Zod was after.
I was just like, I swear to God, if you guys bring back that Kryptonian thumb drive, I'm going to have a problem.
I lost Joe. I'm the only one that still likes Man of Steel here.
I like parts of Man of Steel.
Okay, thank you.
But I do not like that movie in general.
I think Michael Bay would have been the better choice.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, the Snyder? We're all here because of Snyder.
I know. Well, if you're talking about changing the timeline,
right. Yeah,
no, there's a timeline where Michael Bay did direct. What timeline would we be on? And right. Michael Bay, of all things that he's going to direct in the superhero realm,
yeah.
Superman is appropriate.
That's fair.
Or we could get good Transformers movies earlier.
No, because then, in this alternate world, Snyder directs the Transformers movies.
Yes. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So in this world, Kara has the codex.
Make a decent Transformer.
It would look cool.
Yeah, and that's all you really want anyway.
That's all the Transformers really need.
That's true.
So the point is, this is one of those events that Batman explains that you cannot change.
This
right?
world
so,
is doomed no matter what.
Or and right. especially, but Kara's gonna die. Batman is set to die. There's no changing that.
Yeah, he even says this world is dead.
Yeah, I think when he dies the 9 millionth time.
Yeah,
he finally is like, can you stop? This, like, look, this is going to happen whether we want it to or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
Barry's to each other, right?
No. Bruce says that to Snyder Barry when he's holding him when, like, he fights not Non.
Yeah.
And he's all bloodied up. And he tells Barry, he's like, you brought me back, but this needs to happen.
Man, that was a tearjerker.
It's a good one. It's a good.
You know, Keaton got to come back. He's like, you did bring me back. I'm like, that's a cool.
It was cool. You know, so our Barry realizes that he has screwed this whole thing up and he has to let his mom die. Like, the only way to set this right is my mom has to die.
But Newberry has grown up with his mom, so correct. That's a much bigger deal. I mean, obviously they both care, but like this one knows his mom.
Well, he hasn't had time to process it like Snyderberry.
Right. So they
Boy's
both.
He's going to have some time.
He's got time now. So they run into the Speed Force. They start changing time. They're trying.
CG Dome.
The CG Dome.
The CG
Dome.
Man, that's weird. The one time you see Cavill, he looks worse than the mustache removal.
Isn't that amazing?
It's the CG.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's just.
It's real bad. So Newberry is constantly like leaving old Barry in the Speed Force.
He's like, you just standing there?
Yeah. Never and he's left? Going back and he's trying to save him and he just can't do it. He cannot do it. Finally, Snyder Barry says, look, I hear you. I understand. But mom's got to die. And he was like, oh, yeah, you're going to do it. And he was like, yeah. And it's a good moment. And then here comes like Dark Flash.
Yeah.
Who we should. I did kind of like this moment is there's a scene when they're fighting the Kryptonians and Barry gets his arm. We think is going to get his arm cut off, but he's got like a giant like claw that ends up getting stuck in his arm. And he realizes that he can kill the Kryptonians like with this piece of.
And
alien
every time
tech,
he goes back, he starts getting more in his body, and you start to recognize, wait a minute, that bad one has all these same things.
As soon as I
to,
saw that first one, I'm like, oh, yep,
that's him.
Definitely there it
which is a
that's
cool twist.
It is a good
like
twist,
he is the villain, because he's trying to go back. It's like
What's the third time? Because that Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, yeah.
Is, you're right.
Lego movie, I forgot about
Lego
Buzz Lightyear.
Lego Movie
2. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
they
like,
go back in time in that movie?
The villain ends up being the
oh my
Chris
gosh
Pratt
you're right
oh
from the future.
Yes
it's Lego
you're right
too.
You're
yeah.
right
Buzz Lightyear
yeah.
so man, like he's right, the villain right. so I like that though that he's so obsessed with changing the past and he can't see what he's doing and he's destroying a whole world because of it
well because he's doing that he is now collapsing the multiverse and this is that this is,
where this
you
is
get
the
scene where you get
cameo verse
yeah so. You get to, was it George Reeves as Superman Adam
Black
West Batman
white, yeah.
Christopher Reeve and Helen Slater as Superman and Supergirl, which also they were never on screen together.
Right.
Like that never happened.
But, no, but they were supposed to.
They were supposed to be.
Yeah.
They were supposed
but,
to
I
be.
Mean, that idea is fine because they exist in the same
yeah.
universe.
No, I don't
so,
have a problem with that.
But it just is so tacky the way it's done.
I know. I liked the Nick Cage spider thing. I was like, that's hilarious.
It was the best.
You know what?
One.
Honestly, what I wish they would do with that is they own that script.
Mm-hmm.
Animate it.
Yeah.
Animate it. Let the original people that they were going to do it do the voices. Christopher Walken as Brainiac and Nick Cage as Superman.
Wow. James. Wow, your powers.
So, yeah, and all of these worlds are starting to collide. And I was like, well, if you're going to kill the multiverse and you're going to start over, literally blow it up.
Yeah. Bad Flash basically says, like, you keep trying to stop us. You're the only one that stops us from doing this, so you got to go. And then young Barry has his little change of heart. He realizes how destructive this is.
Right.
And he jumps in front of our good...
In front of himself.
In front of himself.
Yeah.
But by then taking the bullet, so to speak, he never exists to
do... He kills himself in the past and then...
Yeah.
it repairs everything.
Dark Flash.
He loopered it.
Yes,
he did looper it. That's exactly.
I was like,
right.
Oh, well,
one of
that's
the best
that.
Time travel movies yeah. like,
very
ever. So
very, very good.
So Barry realizes what he has to do. So he goes back to the past
with tags on,
with tag, which yeah. I did like. Where he's just like grabbing clothes. Yeah,
yeah. Man, this was a good scene. Another
this
one
is,
of those
now,
dramatic.
This is what I'm saying.
This is
like
one of the best scenes in the movie.
It's
in terms of
heartbreaking.
Yeah. There are bits of this movie where I was like, okay, like this is
it's the drama. Yeah.
Right.
The character moments are good.
He has a conversation, you know, earlier in the movie, what he does is he takes that can of tomatoes and puts it in his mom's cart, negates the whole thing. In this one, he realizes he's going to have to send his mom to die. So he has a very tender moment with his mother. And when he speeds up, grabs the can of tomatoes and puts it back. Now, we talked about it earlier, is that there's security cam footage of Barry's dad where he never looks up and they can't prove it. Mm-hmm. So in this one, which I think is
it's a neat little switcheroo they
yeah,
did.
I like this.
Because I don't show it, well done, but you yeah. know he looks up at the camera. Yeah.
What I like yeah. about this is Bruce tells him the butterfly effect, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's doing things that are going to change things, but like he's
but
not
just
in
a tweak.
Just a tweak.
But
you know?
Only for the very future. They're not going to change things like
correct.
Him never becoming the Flash.
Right.
His dad's still going to go to jail. The mom's still murdered. Mm-hmm. But we can get him out of jail a little earlier.
Right.
You know, like it's things that are going to make life better, but they're not going to change anyone else's.
Yeah, it's
that's
just
what we think.
But
that's
I mean,
what we think.
But,
that's
well,
true.
but then, in fact, if his dad gets out earlier, we know it's going to change something.
It's going
to
get his dad out of jail.
But it's not
really
going to collapse the universe.
No, it's not
going to
collapse the universe. But,
right.
I mean, that's also, I think, why we got the cameo we got, which is funny because the person who told him about the butterfly effect is, you know.
Erased. From
it's like, well, yeah. you know, yeah. I mean, something changed.
He's been erased.
A small thing. He put, I don't know. And that's why I was
but
like,
I guess
did he just put one can up there or did he move all the cans?
I think he moved them all up there.
He had to move them all. But it's also like
no, he went back and changed the planogram
at the
headquarters.
He put it on the end.
Right, right. Yeah, but he's also not changing his past. He's trying to change what will be his future.
Right,
right,
yeah. right.
Which is why the world doesn't collapse.
He almanacked it. It's the sports almanac.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Project.
I was definitely not, which I think all of us were all in that show.
I was an early one.
The
that
Project
was like
almanac.
16
yeah,
or
that's
something.
A bad,
yeah.
That's a bad movie. He goes back to the future or his present and he's like everything seems normal and then he realizes he has to get to court so he goes and of
he
course
he gets his sandwich.
He does get his sandwich.
I think I read that was the director he steals.
He steals the hot dog.
Yeah, it's from Andy Muschietti. Yeah.
Which by the way I pointed out to Kevin. Did anybody else catch Jamie Lannister in?
Yeah.
No.
I did.
Yeah.
But what a weird cameo.
Apparently he's in Muschietti's first movie.
Mama?
Yeah. So they're
that's right.
friends.
Oh, okay.
And so he
okay.
just, for fun. But there was rumors for a while that he was going to be.
Zoom.
Yeah,
Zoom. That's gotcha. What I. And I guess they could still
do
still, that.
Yeah, that'd be funny if that was the instant that created Zoom.
After you told me that, I remembered when I was in the theater that I caught someone that I thought looked familiar, and I realized I did, but I didn't know it was him, but like I recognized.
You know what I wish, that scene when we see Jay Garrick, I wish that Linda Carter had been there, like doing the Justice Society.
That would have been cool.
If
they would have had Linda Carter at the end, at least they would have been like, cool.
Because she did a cameo in Wonder Woman, too.
She plays Wonder Woman's
mother.
So, like,
she's still doing stuff.
I was like, well, you're doing the Justice
Society. Why did not have Linda Carter?
Yeah, she's alive still.
Of all
Yes.
So's Helen Slater.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying. I mean,
they got Adam West in there, Christopher Reeve,
well,
George Reeves.
Can't bring in a real Helen Slater because it would look so weird next to all the CGI.
She's just an older Supergirl.
Yeah.
Or just don't do Christopher Reeve.
Not in that cameo scene.
That's true. Right. That's
my point is that they did bring the look of Helen Slater back.
Yes.
Like, we didn't get any Diana.
So would they do these type of cameos like with Christopher Reeve? Like, does the estate get like
they
a,
have
like
to,
a
have
they've
to.
Got
to.
Payout?
They like okay, yeah. We can all thank Crispin Glover for this.
Yeah.
Oh,
we had the guy on the show.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future 2.
Our friend Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah. It's
because,
like they have to pay for that likeness.
I remember that. Yeah.
Because they screwed him on Back to the Future 2 by using his likeness, casting a lookalike.
I wonder how much
and
sound that costs
yeah.
and like what the negotiations for something like that go. Because like it's not like integral to the movie. Like they could go without
sure.
it, but like is it like, hey, we'll throw you $100,000 if we can use his likeness for 5 seconds?
I think it's unfortunately, I think it's just his son because I think. his wife died too.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it's just Christopher Reeve's son. I'm sure he's like, okay.
Yeah. There has to be some sort of, I mean, I was trying to pay attention to the credits at the end just to see like, you know, the thanks to the families or whatever, because
I saw in the credits that there were three brothers with the last name of Gooch in the art direction. Nice. I was like, that's cool.
The Gooches.
the Gooch brothers
They
are
were
here.
All like spread out through different art departments. And I'm like, is this like one of those weird, crazy,
Jimmy Gooch.
Crazy like Johnny credits Gooch. Where like it's just like a fake name they put in for this? Or like, because I'm like, that's kind of weird. It's like Ace Gooch and like Alan Gooch. And then there was like the person who was in charge of vehicles was named like Tyler Ferrari or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I was like, all
from
right.
the Ferrari family. That's how they got those cars. Yeah. So yeah, of course now Barry
it's all back
is,
to normal.
It's all sort of.
Well,
Barry plays the footage, and of course now Barry's dad looks up, and it negates the entire thing. He's his sentences
a murmur through the whole.
I do like that. There's so
oh,
much.
It's Ron Livingston is his dad,
which is just, I like. I like Billy Crudup as his dad, I but I think there was a scheduling thing.
There was a scheduling thing.
The schedule is I had tea time with Zack Snyder.
yeah. It was there that's was a memo. Great.
That's pretty good.
They used the new fact sheet, so then TBS
he's a
reports.
Snyder guy,
I do think it's hilarious that there's this much press around a murder. Conviction getting overturned.
Yeah.
Like all of the press is there and the courtroom is full. And I was like, I've been to these hearings. There's like five people, maybe. Like,
especially
that.
When it's not like anybody knows he's the Flash. Like, it's not like there's a celebrity element to
no,
this trial.
Not at all. Not at all. And of course, that negates the sentence.
But there's no moment with them. How weird is it that he clears his dad's name
and then he goes
there's
outside?
No, like, there's no follow up of them hugging or
see
anything.
You, Dad.
It's just a really weird thing, like in like movie rules. Like why would you not show them?
Right, right.
Well, also because like, where's his dad going to go? He's been in prison for like a decade.
There's a process. Yeah. He's going to go back to the prison he was at and get released from there. That's what. And then I guess
he'll just walk out of the courtroom.
No.
You
have to go back to the prison you were at.
Get your stuff he came in
discharged
with.
Discharged from that prison and then.
You can keep it.
Yeah, right.
it's been 10 good. Years. It doesn't fit
it's a
me.
Great, that's a great point. That's a great
good.
Point. So he goes outside and he has this interaction with Iris.
It's
who,
like that Peter Gabriel song. You can keep my stuff. They came to take me home.
has an interaction. And he. This is a different. Like Barry has changed for the most part.
Why does Iris like him? Is she just like...
Well, I didn't think they had good chemistry.
They had no chemistry.
When you look at the Flash and the TV show, it's great chemistry.
Even John Wesley shipping the Iris on that show.
Except for it was... Well, yeah. Until
the same Iris. Oh, until they introduced Tina McGee.
I was like, yeah, Iris, like, pretty much in the first episode, you're
yeah,
like...
Right.
Oh, yeah, they weren't going to keep her very
no,
long.
No, no. But didn't they bring that character, Dr. McGee, like, into the TV show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's cool. That's
and
good stuff.
His buddy from the lab, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that show's great.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So he's walking away, and Iris is
calls
like, well,
Bruce on the phone. Thanks.
Yeah, I think he's like, hey. And then, of course, we see this car. And
yeah,
when I heard, this, like,
really
when I heard the voice,
is,
and I was like, well, that's not Ben Affleck.
So it's weird.
And I was like, I swear to God.
This one I caught no wind of. I could
if
not believe
this
happened.
If this is Christian Bale, I'm going to my pants.
Yeah.
It's not.
He didn't have a lisp.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's George Clooney,
which is great.
Which is a fantastic cameo.
As soon as the
cameo.
Phone call started, I was like, oh, this should be George Clooney.
It's
I really hope George Clooney's cool enough to say yes to something.
And
I mean, this was a great reveal. I thought that's a.
I did not. This was. I did not. I get spoiled. I was spoiled on the Christopher Reeve thing.
Yeah, I was spoiled on the Nicolas Cage thing.
So was I.
Oh, dang. Like,
damn it.
But this one, they didn't. And I heard that there was a secret ending. This one must not have screened. This must be the secret one.
Okay.
There was when they showed all the previews in CinemaCon, it was the ending was removed from it. And so I'm guessing
that's
that
the way to do it.
This part, because we didn't get spoiled, it had to be.
I had no idea it was coming, so it made me laugh out loud.
I laughed out loud too. I think it's great that he
especially
did it.
Especially knowing how much George Clooney hates having done that movie.
Yeah.
He's very open and like he's never like regretful or anything, but he acknowledges what a piece of shit it is. Yeah.
And
like,
but the thing was is it's not his fault.
It's not his fault. Like, he was doing what he was told.
He was a great Bruce Wayne.
He's a great I mean he is Bruce
That's
Wayne.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Like he's the closest thing we
besides
have to
Affleck.
Bruce
I think,
Wayne in real life.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Affleck is close as what was.
Yeah.
Like that younger Affleck was very much like, but
yeah,
I don't know. George Clooney seems like
is absolutely Bruce Wayne.
And
to
so,
a
like, if they've got a version where he comes back as Batman,
sans nipples,
but yes. But that means though that if this universe continues at all, George Clooney is the Batman.
Yeah,
like they've now solidified. They can't like that's it.
I do like he's that Barry's Batman. Like looking at him. He's like Bruce. He's like yeah. He's like you're.
He's like yeah. What?
He's like what's wrong with you?
Because you're Batman at Clooney. Man, that guy looks amazing.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
with the beard and everything. But I do like that he's Barry is like openly saying you're Batman, and Clooney's like, can you shut up? What is wrong with you? And of course, this is where we get the F-bomb, and his tooth falls out from earlier in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how this ends.
Clooney seems more than willing to like self-deprecate and like
yeah.
If you want a good podcast episode of Smart List,
yeah.
The George Clooney episode where he's talking about like all the pranks he's pulled on Richard Kind over the apparently Richard Kind is like one of his best friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And like big art pranks and things like that. Like
he's such a notorious yeah, prankster.
It's great.
He does like the Damon and Brad Pitt and yeah. He pranks them all like elaborate because he's got the money and he loves it.
Yeah, yeah. He was like roommates with Richard Kind for a while too. Like I'm like, that's
they're
not
the same age?
I'm not a care. I think they were like on a TV show for a little bit there, but they're not, they're like 10 years apart or something like
Richard
that.
Richard Kind was his RA.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so then that's how this ends. And then there's a post credit sequence of,
oh, we could have done without this.
Unless this it was Lobo.
Yeah. This was horrible.
This makes no sense. I don't know why we did this.
It's just a tease for the next movie is Aquaman yeah. too. But,
but like it doesn't
horrible.
Even
but it doesn't
set up
anything.
Set up yeah. anything.
Like, no, I was just but like, the after credits is the jokey one though. So like,
yeah, but because we didn't,
but what was the joke?
But because
what?
We didn't
that he's
get
a drunk,
right. Because we didn't get a traditional yeah. mid-credit setting something up.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought like this would still it was going to.
I mean,
both.
I guess it does establish because he does say, you know, like you're the same, but other he hints that there are other people who have changed yeah. other than just Batman.
Right.
It's to show you that he's still Aquaman and remind you there's a movie coming out in yeah. December. But you know, I think they didn't want to do too much because if Aquaman's the last one, they can't like.
It is the last one though.
Well, I want to know when okay, that was but, filmed yeah. too. If that was a if that was filmed all along, or if this was
it is
after
weird.
The yeah. gun.
It
stuff.
Is weird though because those two actors are always the only ones that come back. They're the only two that are in Peacemaker. They're the only two like they establish kind of a friendship between them in the Justice League stuff. But it is interesting that like okay, we're just going to double down on Barry and
hey, Shazam's in Peacemaker. So that's part of
no,
coming back.
Peacemaker's what? In Shazam.
Oh, okay.
Barry, Ezra Miller and Jason Momoa are show up at the last scene of Peacemaker.
Yeah.
When the rest of the Justice League shows up, and he's gotcha. Like, thanks for showing up. And then
I was just thinking.
The rest of them
just...
are in shadow.
Yes. Yes. Except for those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think mid-tier DC is fair.
It was entertaining, but
I had
a good time with it.
It had a lot of good moments. Yeah.
It was better than the second Shazam.
Yes.
And that's how I felt.
It was 100% better than that.
Like, absolutely.
I honestly thought it was going to be... Like, I was like, I'm ready to be surprised.
Yeah. And were you?
Because of the advanced buzz.
Yeah.
You know, James Gunn,
Stephen King.
Like, all these people...
How much did they pay Stephen King for that?
Because well, this guy directed...
It and it, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's made Stephen King millions
did.
Of dollars,
yeah.
dude.
Absolutely.
He's
yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
I mean, there's things that I like about this movie. It's weird that the quiet parts are the parts that I really like
yeah.
more. The action, especially the CGI, really, yeah. like, right Woo. Off the bat, I was like, I'll give it to the baby thing. It's like, yeah, that's valid, and I would totally buy that. Uh-huh. The Speed Force thing is weird.
The theater,
and,
the weird
oh,
theater.
It's just, and since it's, like, in this repeated pattern... Yeah. It just like shows,
it's like,
it's, like amplifies mm-hmm. how bad it looks.
Yeah,
because it's not like one bad
yeah.
CGI Henry Cavill, but it's like 100 of them, and you're like, everyone looks terrible.
I think if they
and
wanted,
the Uncanny Valley thing yeah. gives me the willies anyway, so it's just like, ugh.
If they wanted it to be stylized in an artistic choice, they had to go way into it and make it look so different.
Yeah,
but they say it's supposed to be from the Flash's point of view, but like we see the Flash, so it's not his point of view. Like
yeah.
I don't, it's weird.
He tried
or make him look like that.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of does, but I don't know. There's a lot of really weird CGI in this movie.
Like, oh, and when he pokes his head out, that's weird too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was
that.
Weird before in that BVS or whatever it was.
Oh, when he pops out?
Yeah.
But it looked just like, what is it? Love and Thunder?
Yeah.
Love and
Thunder.
Head, floating head in the middle.
Yeah.
Of the, it
and
did
it's,
look
it's
like,
just like he's like, oh, yeah. no, okay. And it's like, oh, that's unsettling. Yeah.
Did not like it. Yeah, I didn't like the scene. Yeah.
I'm ready for a hard reboot. I wish they would just get rid of all of them, even though I like some of the actors. But I mean, this universe needs a hard reboot.
But if you look at the slate of things that are coming, right? So we're going to have Creature Commandos, Superman, The Authority, Batman Brave and the Bold, the Green Lantern TV show, the Amazon TV show,
Pattinson. It's still Batman.
But that's an Elseworlds Batman.
Yeah. I know. But true. And then what's his name? Still Joker.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I like one shot.
10 years, and I'm going to say the same damn thing. Stack your deck.
Yes.
And stop doing this.
Yes. I think the Pattinson Batman and the, I said the Heath Ledger Joker, which I got to tell you, glad that didn't show up. I thought for sure we would get that.
But if they brought in Pattinson and made him the Batman, though.
I mean, fine.
Then, I mean, that would elevate. You would have been like, okay, they're making a good choice.
I got, as much as I like the Clooney one, if Pattinson got out of the car and was like, you know, whatever, I was like, oh, okay.
We'd be saying,
or Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That would have been interesting.
Oh, God. Damn
because
it,
I'm
Dan.
Still mad about that.
I know.
That would have been good.
But if you look at the characters that they are introducing and the stories that they're going for, the stuff that James Gunn announced, none of them have, there's no Wonder Woman. Right. There's no Hawkman. No Aquaman. It's a Batman, Superman, and then characters we haven't seen
They're
yet.
Playing the waiting game to see how these do in theaters, whether or not they need to bring them in. And judging by the weekend gross, the hard reboot. Probably.
I think that's
way.
Yeah.
It's time.
And they're only doing the Elseworld thing with Pattinson is because it was a pretty good movie.
It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Joker won Academy Awards.
And it made over $1 billion.
Both of those. And I think Gunn, they were like, you do not get to touch this or this.
Those are
taking these off the table.
You can have the rest of
them. And he's like, oh, okay.
Fine.
Elseworlds.
Right.
I think that's for the best. I don't think those versions of those characters would mesh well in the world they're building. So, I think that's the right call.
No, that Batman does not work in a superhero world.
Yeah, that Batman doesn't work really in PG-13.
No.
Yeah.
Barely PG-13.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's it for this
Happy
one.
Anniversary,
Actually,
everyone.
I heard from our construction crew that the salt mines had been...
I thought we had already spoiled this video recovery.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we did.
Yeah,
that
we
was
did.
So long
but
ago,
you know
I forgot.
What? You want to go to YouTube, catch the first episode of the 1990 Flash. It's written by, DeMeo and...
Mark Guggenheim, right?
No, I'm trying to remember the two writers. There's two guys who wrote The Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah.
And really, really, it holds up. Great version of the Flash. The suit looks,
good.
I remember at the time, I think people were like, oh, that suit looks weird. And it is kind of a weird textural thing.
Yeah, it looked rubbery.
But honestly, now having seen, you know, how many years of Flash versions and like how many costumes have we seen Ezra Miller in? That might be the best one.
Yeah. Boy, that show's pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, it is of the time. It's very 90s. And the only thing that I think the show, I mean, it was only one season, which is a drag. John Wesley Shipp is doing the talk circuit a lot. And he's in a lot of conventions.
He?
And there's like a lot of Zooms and interviews with him on YouTube. They're like, well, what happened? And I mean, the only thing that the show was kind of guilty of is that they went, you know, they didn't want to have goofy villains. So they didn't
really
have,
Mark Hamill as the trickster?
Well, that was like one of the first times that they were like, okay, maybe.
Okay.
Because up until then, it's like, you know.
Biker gang?
The biker gang.
It's more like a procedural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash has always had the goofiest rogues gallery.
I mean, very weird.
It even beats Batman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's why it works great in animation.
Yeah. But you know what? I'll tell you right now. If they would have had Captain Boomerang, he would have thrown it.
Yeah.
He would have a boomerang.
They would know.
Were you here for that first one?
Yeah.
Yes.
We got Captain Boomerang.
That's so good.
Yeah. It's
so good.
Dude, you get one.
Throw the
you're named after
one
the
job.
Thing.
One job. Which I also did want to say that one of the writers of this movie, John Francis Daly.
Yeah,
This kid just
I saw
keeps
that in the
showing
credits.
Up.
I didn't know until the credits.
It's
I'm like,
crazy.
John Francis Daly,
based on the other things he's done, I'm assuming he wrote the good.
The good parts, right?
I assume so.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was great.
Did you write Spider-Man?
The and Game the Night
Homecoming. Yeah,
Game Night was so good.
Game Night's great.
But I want to just throw in real quick again, though, watch the animated The Justice League Flashpoint Paradox. It is excellent. It's almost like an exact adaptation.
There's a lot of differences,
comics.
But it is almost a direct adaptation.
It follows it
once
very
again,
well.
We're at the point where the animated version of this DC story is probably better.
Yes. Because they can do more with it.
We've seen it so many
more
times.
Leeway.
I think for live action, they pulled the story off for the most part, and I was impressed with, you know, that it worked. You know, it wasn't great, but, you know, it was entertaining.
I liked it. I didn't love it, but, I mean, it was fun.
Yeah, it was
like,
fun.
Like,
I went in with zero expectations. Yeah. So, like, you know.
When I was hearing all the buzz about the great, I was like, well, that's, no way.
Yeah.
That's agreed. The part I just,
yeah. Absolutely not.
I just can't believe so many people said that, and especially Gunn. And I know he's got a product to sell, but just because Gunn is such a great filmmaker and he's made so many great superhero things, I'm just surprised that even in his position, he said the words.
I think
the
also, again, compared to the other DC movies, I mean, we've got some real crap.
Yeah.
So I see the, you know, I think, compared to a lot of it, this is sinister.
That has all been covered on this podcast.
Yes.
Every single DC movie from 2013 on.
There you go.
We're done.
Go
back we've done our job,
that's
right?
It. I mean, finished.
We've covered every DC.
One hell of a run, boys.
That's why we started, right?
We're only doing foreign films.
Yeah.
So. Just musicals. I'm out.
Anyway, let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan and, I'm not really on Twitter, but you can call me at Dan Graney, GRANEY67.
I'm Blake Fail. You can find me on Twitter at not Epic Fail.
I know, he changed it.
Well, I got banned.
What?
Elon Musk banned me. I had a parody Elon Musk. Like,
he did the thing.
And so, so now I'm at Never Fail, F-E-H-O.
Oh, that works just as well. Oh, okay. This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, B-U-T-T-S-21. Also, Real Spoilers and myself are both on Letterboxd now at the same name. Not, well, at Real Spoilers. The other one is my name.
21.
At 21, yeah.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett. And thank you, everyone, for listening for 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years, guys. Thank you so much for all the support. It's so good. And here we are.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online at facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. Don't forget, it's been 10 years. If you haven't written a review, maybe you should. That could be
Get together, people.
And if you have written one and it's been 10 years, change your name like Blake and write us another
group. Yeah, absolutely. Get banned from Apple and then write a new one.
I haven't gotten a review from Never Fail, so let's hear it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Amber electrocutes Dynamo. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice because we already warned you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.